right, gentlemen, brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy? You happy?
Welcome to the frozen tundra.
Oh. After weeks of not getting what's been happening back east.
Yeah.
We finally got our due.
Yeah, we got a phone call this morning from Kevin in Edgewood, who is telling us how it is in the canyon. It's pretty gnarly out in the East Mountains as
what
well.
What did he say?
He said it's same thing.
Really?
It's like this weird blowing snow.
Yes. It was sleeting this morning when I walked outside.
So
sleet, Doug.
20 degrees outside right now, Albuquerque.
Just when you thought it was safe to welcome spring.
Yeah.
No.
Snow in the morning, chance of rain, showers, highs in the mid-30s today.
Highs in the mid-30s. What's up, guys? This is Maddie Malibu this morning coming at you.
Ugh.
Now, this next song's for all you kids out there that are just running from your problems.
Wow.
Song's called Running.
Ugh.
This morning on the way in, I heard a DJ on another station, and he had a great little intro to a song.
Really?
But the cool thing is, this station, they get to play, like when I turned the station on, it was Higher Love by Stevie Winwood. So I was like, oh man, I love this station.
Yeah.
And then he played Hot Chocolate. I believe in miracles.
Oh man.
And so his whole thing was about hot chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah. Versus coffee. The war. The eternal battle. The struggle.
There is never a battle.
They've been fighting since beginning of time.
Hot chocolate is sweet, but it does nothing for you in the morning.
That's what I was thinking. Because he said his wife loves... We're talking about a story on a day. I've got to talk about it.
Oh.
He said that his wife loves coffee. And tries to get him to drink all this nice coffee. And so I thought about us, because we like nice coffee.
We like coffee.
And then he was like, but not me! I love hot chocolate. You put hot chocolate with marshmallows in front of me, I'm glad you got it. Damn it! And I was like, whoa!
Dude, amazing.
And then on the edge, they were punching each other.
Oh, man.
They were playing a game where Ricky from Jackson's gym.
Yeah.
Like, they would guess car mileage, and if they got it wrong, Ricky would punch them.
Amazing. Amazing.
I wonder if Deck's okay. I'm gonna text him.
It's Monday.
Yeah, it is.
It's cold. And we're answering phone calls.
It is, guys.
Whoa!
Hi, Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Oh, you know, just hanging out. Give us your best radio voice, Matthew.
Yeah, do a radio voice.
You guys want, like, an intro?
Yeah.
All right. Let's try this one. And everybody, the one and only Matthew from Albuquerque.
Right. No, Matthew, do a radio voice.
A radio voice.
Like this, like, breaking news.
No.
Okay. Road conditions are icy today here in Dave Albuquerque.
They are very icy.
State of Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Speaking of icy, guys, we just passed through 98th and Central like 15 minutes ago. It is icy, icy, icy.
Yep. Yeah. Everybody
literally,
needs to be careful today.
Judy was driving slow up there, so yeah.
Exactly.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell Judy to be careful.
Oh, yeah, you know what, guys? I just got a prayer request from Judy, the bus driver, for her son-in-law. He's going for the BCSO for an interview with the sheriff.
Nice.
So everybody wish him the best of luck. Pray for him, please, guys.
That's awesome.
Hope he gets hired.
Jude's.
Yes, and they say good morning, by the way.
Awesome, man.
She says good morning, too.
Hey, Judy.
What can we play for you today, little buddy?
You know what? I can use some really good stuff to wake me up, guys. You know what? I need some Fall Glass Fall by Project 86.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put it out to her son-in-law out there at the BCSO game for the interview. So good luck, buddy.
Good
from
luck,
yours truly,
buddy.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good luck.
From yours truly.
Matthew,
bye,
have
guys.
A good day.
Go Hawks.
So great.
Go Hawks.
That guy.
That dude.
We're going to play some Project 86 coming up. Speaking of good music, our boy Matt Baird from Spoken.
Yeah.
Those guys got a new record coming up, and he's actually going to be in Albuquerque this morning.
Awesome.
Hanging out on Team Awesome Morning Party.
That's cool.
He'll be here in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm really excited
about
that.
Nice.
What has happened to all of the music?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no, y'all.
Is Project 86 not in there?
I'm just saying.
Are you looking... Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Anyways. There's one song?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
We don't know what happened, everybody.
We don't know. And we'll never know, but that's okay.
Ever.
Just play DC Talk instead.
Oh, no, I will not do that.
Play DC Talk.
I can't do that, guys.
It'll be fun, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Good times. We got to play some music for our boy Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yes, we are. Coming back, we're going to do breaking news. We got birthdays. A little later, we're going to talk about Fastlane, the wrestling pay-per-view we watched last night. It was awesome.
Guys, we really did. We really watched it. It really happened. We were pretty excited.
I loved it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, you should. You should love it.
Doug loves it.
It's Monday.
Monday.
This goes out to Jude's son-in-law. Everybody pray for him. At least that's what Matthew says.
That's right.
Happy Monday. Steve
Happy
awesome
Monday.
Now.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Make him say,
Na 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 na.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve-O's sinuses are clogged up, everybody.
Dude, this is crazy.
He can't breathe. He cannot breathe. Today is February 23rd, 2009. We are so stoked to be here today.
almost a new decade,
awesome.
Man.
What's going to happen in the next decade?
I don't even know.
Do you think by 2015 we'll have hoverboards like in Back to the Future?
Man, they said so. You know what'd be really crazy? Hoverboards and like, ooh, what if George Lucas finally decides to do new movies, you know, or something?
That would be awesome.
He's got a great idea.
That would be awesome. What if the world caved in to the middle and the people of Hollow Earth came out and I had a friend named Doug and me and Doug went to Hollow Earth and ruled it with an iron fist. Doug, are you down for that?
Yes.
Let's get to the news. Last night was the Oscars.
That's right.
The 87th Academy Awards happened last night.
Local
Birdman.
NPH.
Oh, yeah. He hosted.
Yeah.
He hosted. And I didn't get to watch it because I was too busy watching Fastlane, a wrestling pay-per-view. But I read that his jokes weren't that great.
Yeah. I watched some of it.
What'd you think?
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biggest movie. Was where'd it go? Birdman. Birdman got best film. It won big at the Academy Awards. Let's see.
It made me very, very, very happy that they were talking about a second Beetlejuice. Because Michael Keaton was up there with everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And the director made him say like 8 words, and he was just like, he came up and talked, and I just thought of Beetlejuice the whole time because it was like this. Hey, it's just good.
Hey, this is good. Honestly,
I would do the side Michael Keaton thing. It's just good to be here.
I'm gonna have a great time, man. Ready?
I got really happy.
Eddie Redmayne won for Best Actor for his performance as
Jupiter Ascending. He was the bad guy. He was the best.
He won
part for
playing Stephen Hawking in Theory of Everything, not Jupiter Ascending.
Man, I even like stood up and clapped because I saw that movie this weekend.
You stood up and clapped when it was over.
Yeah.
Patricia Arquette, your favorite,
dude.
She won Best Supporting Actress for Boyhood,
True Romance.
Yeah, way back in the day. Also resonating was a stirring speech by Common and John Legend, who won for Best Song for Glory. I think that was in the movie Selma.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh! And CNN reports Best Supporting Actor Oscar went to J.K. Simmons of Whiplash. We might know him as J. Jonah Jameson.
Exactly.
From Spider-Man.
And from State Farm.
Yes.
Or Farmers. What is it?
Farmers.
Yeah. We are Farmers. It's not State Farm.
No. It's Farmers Insurance.
Okay. Whatever.
There are two different ones, and he is Farmers. But lots of course, like, you know, issues were kind of translated through the speeches
the
and the, yeah, some political stuff.
Of course.
That's how it goes down. How it goes down. So anyway, Birdman, I think, won the most, or won big. Lots of awards.
Speaking of big, Big Hero 6.
Ah, best animated feature. Yeah. I'm stoked about that. Me too. Now, honestly, I'm a little disappointed that the Lego movie wasn't even nominated. I think that's a tragedy.
However, after seeing Big Hero 6, I definitely believe that should have won for Best Picture.
It was really good.
It was fantastic.
It was stirring.
Lego movie was great.
It was.
But I definitely...
I think I'm going to put them up there equal because they were a little different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A little different. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Another award show type scenario happened over the weekend. You have the Oscars, which celebrates the best in film.
Ah, yes.
And then you have the Razzies, which celebrates the worst.
The very, very, very worst.
And our boy who we interviewed a few months ago.
About said film.
About his film.
It was nominated for so many Razzies.
Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas. He was the big winner at the Razzies.
That's right.
The family film about putting Christ back in Christmas edged out Transformers 4, the frontrunner going into the annual pre-Oscar event. The fourth chapter in Michael Bay's ear-splitting explosion fest led all the films with 7 Golden Raspberry Awards, or nominations, which go out to the worst films and performances of the year. The franchise also has a legacy to uphold with a previous win for worst film of 2009, which was the year I referenced a minute ago.
That's pretty weird.
Always thinking on my feet. Bay beat out the directors of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas, Legend of Hercules, and A Million Ways to Die in the West for distinction of Worst Director. But otherwise, Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas hit the bottom of the cinematic barrel with 4 wins in the categories of Worst Picture. Screenplay, Actor, and Screen Combo, which went to Kirk Cameron and his ego.
Oh.
Can we please interview him about this?
Oh, man.
Cameron Diaz won for Worst Actress for 2 movies she was in. Kelsey Grammer received Worst Actor Award for multiple roles, including Transformers 4. Pretty funny. The Razzies are pretty funny.
Yeah.
They also have an award. It's called the Razzie Redeemer Award, and it's for somebody who's been terrible in the past, but they've worked their way up to be awesome. Started at the bottom, now we're here, Ben Affleck won that.
Ah!
That's right.
He was at the Oscars, though, so he was not...
That's right, he didn't really care. It went to Ben Affleck from going from Razzie winner for Geely to Oscar darling for Argo and Gone Girl.
Yeah.
Proving that there's nowhere to go up but up for the Razzies.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron, dude, keep your head up, bro.
All you gotta do is save Easter.
Yes.
Wait. I don't think that's
probably...
You don't say that.
No.
Hey, you don't say that, Doug.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Oh, in other news, CBS staffers dispute Bill O'Reilly's Warzone story. Recent Brian Williams stuff happening. CNN Money reports, of course, it's from CNN. Bill O'Reilly's account of a 1982 riot in Argentina is being sharply contradicted by 7 other journalists who were his colleagues and were also there at the time. People all challenge O'Reilly's depiction of Buenos Aires as a war zone and a combat situation. They also doubt his description of a CBS cameraman being injured in the chaos. Nobody remembers this happening, says Manny Alvarez, who was a cameraman for CBS News in Buenos Aires.
Granted, that was 30 years ago, and we're all old now, but I just don't remember it being that way.
That was the year before I was born.
Right.
I guess in his 2001 book, The No Spin Zone, O'Reilly wrote, "I've reported on the ground in active war zones from El Salvador to the Falklands." And now all this stuff is coming into question on the heels of Brian Williams kind of admitting that he had been lying about that one IED thing. And then Jim Carrey saying, "Where are you keeping him?"
Yeah. No.
CNN reports Emma Watson, she's taken to Twitter on Sunday to quell rumors that she and Prince Harry are dating.
Yeah, I heard that rumor, guys.
Reminding the world that marrying a prince is not a prerequisite for being a princess. Booyah. She's innately a princess. The speculation stemmed from a report last week in an Australian tabloid that the pair are having secret dates and getting to know each other quite well.
Oh,
secret loversness
is what we are.
The report brought despairing cries from admirers of the red-haired royal and the actor and activist. The world finally heard from Watson on Sunday, and she tweeted a strong indication that the rumors were not to be believed. Her tweet reads, "World! Remember that little talk we had about not believing everything written in the media?" She came back later in the day with a retort to tabloid fodder suggesting she was angling to become the next princess, saying that marrying a prince is not a prerequisite for being a princess.
Mm.
Thank you, Emma Watson, for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Is this my local news spot? No, this is about the superbug. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, don't tell me about it. I'm so sick right now.
One person has died from the superbug in North Carolina. Oh. Three have acquired CRE in a Charlotte hospital. The same superbug that contributed to two deaths in L.A. has been reported in North Carolina, where one person has died. 18 people have contracted CRE so far this year. Of those, 15 had CRE upon admission to the hospital in Charlotte. Three acquired it in the hospital. One died. Cause of death was not immediately clear. Kevin McCarthy, he's a spokesman with Carolina's healthcare system. He says, or he actually declined to provide details on any of the patients. It was not clear how any of them became infected. But superbug is scary.
Mm.
But it's not an epidemic, so everybody calm down. In local news, I guess almost a year ago, KOAT Channel 7 reports, aviation officer Bobby Dilley was struck by accused drunken driver Michelle Rivera.
Mm.
The devastating crash in March 2014 caused Dilley's Jeep to overturn and left him with a broken neck. He doesn't remember any details of the incident. He says he has amnesia for that phase of time. He was driving home from work at Sunport when police say a drunken driver slammed into his vehicle. The vehicle flipped and Dilley's head was dragged along the asphalt for more than 150 feet.
And he's alive.
His neck is now wired, has titanium in it, and he is returning to work.
Whoa!
Now, which is incredible. It says a few months after the crash, he was cleared to go to work, but then suffered a major setback. His heart started failing, and doctors told him it was because of trauma from the accident. They told him he had 2 hours to live, he says. That's because all of his heart valves had blown out. But they saved his heart. But in the process, he lost circulation in his left foot. All his toes had to be amputated. And against all odds, he returned to work this weekend as an aviation officer at the Sunport. You got to have that fighting spirit. You've got to want to come back. Got to push yourself. And I'm here, Dilley said.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. He's focused on his recovery and healing, and he's leaving the drunk driver's fate up to the judicial system.
Nice.
His medical expenses have reached more than $800,000, and the drunk driver did not have insurance.
Oh.
Good grief. Dude, he's back at work.
Yeah.
He's got a titanium neck. That's nuts. His head was dragged along the asphalt. Ugh, that's crazy. An injured New Mexico officer is on a remarkable road to recovery and quite possibly on his way to becoming real-life RoboCop.
Oh, snap!
KOAT reports here in Corrales, New Mexico. Jerry Romero was injured last January when he crashed his car while chasing two suspected car thieves. He suffered numerous broken bones and severe spinal injuries initially. Doctors said he might never walk again, but a year later, he's on his feet using robotic legs. The future is now!
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's hard work, but Romero said he's determined to walk again on his own and rejoin the Corrales Police Department. Officer Romero is an extremely hardworking, motivated individual, and if anyone will accomplish this, it's him. Chief Vic Mangiacarpa.
Nice.
Not even close. Romero said he's thankful for the chance to walk again. Technology is changing day to day all over the world, and I feel lucky that I'm in a position that I am able to use this machine.
That's incredible.
Dude, almost a real-life RoboCop right here.
In our city.
That's awesome. It's not Detroit. Sorry, Bill, but it's here.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Coming out of Rio Rancho, a $40,000 public safety study found the city of Rio Rancho needs to improve their emergency response times.
Oh, man.
Maybe if they would get rid of those traffic cameras that don't make any sense, this could happen.
Yeah.
Although the findings of the study were released in April 2014, response times have not improved. Now we're finding out after that huge, expensive public study, some of the response times are actually getting longer. In 2014, police took about 20 seconds longer to respond to 911 calls in Rio Rancho. Y'all need to get on it. 20 seconds longer. That can make all the difference in an emergency.
No, you're right.
I am a commercial right
you
now.
You are.
20 seconds can make all the difference in an emergency. Get on it, Rio Rancho. Remove those traffic cameras. They're annoying.
What is this?
Out of New York City, CNN Money reports a luxury apartment building in New York City that sparked controversy for its so-called poor door has started accepting applications from low-income renters. The 33-story complex has 219 luxury condos. The cheapest is a three-bedroom apartment for $3.6 million. But the building also has 55 apartments for rent to low-income tenants. with a studio available for $833 a month.
Okay.
All right. Huge low-income difference. Renters, however, will not have the same entrance as the luxury buyers.
Wow.
In Mississippi, we called this segregation.
Yeah, dude. Wow.
They will have a separate entrance on the side, popularly referred to as the poor door. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you do that in 2015?
I guess so. It's New York City.
While it's not the only building in the city with such a door, critics called out the practice as a form of income segregation. To qualify for below market rates, tenants cannot earn more than $50,000 for a family of four.
Whoa.
The building started accepting...
York.
Yeah, no, that's nuts. That is crazy. Building started accepting rental applications Wednesday. The city did not immediately respond to a request for information on how many people have applied so far. Huh. I had no idea you could get away with something like that.
Yeah.
We reported a little while ago, a few weeks ago, about Time Warner Cable getting in a big old mess.
Yeah.
They're always, like, accidentally insulting people on receipts or whatever. But, yeah, I guess Time Warner Cable is apologizing to an Orange County, California customer whose name was changed to Terrible Word Martinez on her bill from Esperanza Martinez. It's also giving her a year's worth of cable and internet service for free. We are truly sorry for the disgraceful treatment of Ms. Martinez, and we apologize to her directly. Our investigation showed that this was done by an employee at a third-party vendor. We have terminated our agreement with this vendor and are changing our processes to prevent this from happening again. That's Time Warner Cable. I guess Comcast has also had some high-profile cases recently in which employees changed the names of customers to...
Oh, my gosh.
That one and that one.
Lots of bad words, guys.
Lots of bad words.
Use your imagination.
So this time, it's Time Warner Cable that's apologizing. Gosh, if you work at a cable company, you can just insult whoever you want.
Apparently.
Do you need a change? Maybe a change in locale? On a quest to visit every continent, maybe? Antarctica can be the toughest one to get to, so why not take a job there? Because according to Yahoo News, the UK Antarctic Heritage Trust is seeking assistance at its post office, museum, and gift shop on Goodyear Island off the Antarctic Peninsula.
That would be crazy.
So if you're down with the nasty winter that we've been having, that might be just for you. And finally...
Oh.
It's an odd combination of activities, but a Maryland man jokes that it's still a useful form of multitasking, and that's what I'm all about. Hardware shop owner David Goldberg built a motorized platform complete with a snowplow. The trick is the driver's seat is also a toilet.
Okay.
He told the Washington Post that people laugh at the contraption because using the toilet is a very private thing that he's brought into public. According to the Post article, Goldberg calls the machine Lucy. And the actual toilet is one that he sells at his store. He advises against actually using it while on the job, however.
Wow.
That might not work.
Get it, Lou?
You'd be plowing through something else.
The Lucy.
The Lucy. I got it. Let's take a look at traffic.
Gosh.
Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. It looks like snow and ice. I-40 between Tramway Boulevard, Central Avenue, and Bernalillo Santa Fe County line. Here's the deal, guys. On the way to work, I saw an accident.
Yeah.
It happened in front of me. This truck hit some ice and just started going everywhere and then hit this other truck, and I had to slow down, and then I drove really slow.
Yeah.
And we all did. Everyone around us.
Man.
But I made it. So the roads aren't terrible, but there's definitely ice on the road, so be careful.
That's the scariest part. They don't look terrible, but they're probably the worst.
Yes.
Because it is very icy.
Be careful. Don't be careless. Be careful. Let's get to birthdays with Doug!
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Pretty good,
how are
bud.
You?
What about you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Today, Monday, February 23rd, 2015, day 54, there are 311 days remaining in the year.
I like it.
First up, an American comedian, model, actress, and producer best known for her performances on television. She hosted Style Network show Clean House from 2003-2010. For which she actually won an Emmy Award.
Before Roseanne that, Barr!
Nope, before that she was on Reno 911. She's also been on the TV Land show The Soul Man and the HBO show Getting On.
No
Niecy
clue.
Nash.
Okay.
46.
50.
Today she is 45.
I was right there, guys.
You did good.
Next up, an English actress. She has appeared in The Devil Wears Prada, The Young Victoria, The Adjustment Bureau, Looper, Edge of Tomorrow.
Emily Blunt.
Yes.
Yeah!
Nicely done.
Did you see The Adjustment Bureau?
I did not.
The Adjustment Bureau. It was good.
Yeah?
It was really good. Did you see that movie, Doug?
I did not.
I enjoyed it.
Never saw it, but I did see Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow,
I mean, Live, Die, Repeat.
Die, die, die.
Whatever they called it.
What
they kept changing the name.
They changed the name of that movie.
Emily Blunt is 37.
She is 34.
32.
Oh.
I'm bad. Next up.
Amy Poehler.
Nope. An American actor.
Chris Pratt.
Comedian.
Aziz Ansari.
Yes.
Ah.
Huh?
Have you ever listened to his stand-up? Oh, man, it's funny. It's offensive, but it's funny.
Aziz Ansari is 35.
He is 34 again.
32.
Ah! Again!
Yep.
Interesting.
Ooh. Next up, an American actor best known for voicing Olaf in Frozen.
Oh, I can't remember.
He was Elder Arnold Cunningham in the Broadway musical The Book of Mormon. Ryan Church in the television series Back to You. He also appeared in ER, The Daily Show, Modern Family, New Girl, Bored to Death, Numbers, The Rocker, Crossing Over, She Wants Me, 21, Love and Other Drugs, and Jobs.
I have no idea.
No idea.
Josh Gad.
Oh! I didn't know that was a
voice.
That's
a dude that's going to be on that TV show with, like, Billy Crystal.
I think
right?
so.
Okay, it's got glasses.
Yeah.
30.
What's up with that? Gosh, John Travolta was just running around being a creeper last night. Josh Gad is 36.
34.
Ah.
Man, I guess 34 twice. Haley Williams.
Nope, she is an American actress
Kristen
who rose
Stewart.
To prominence. Nope, after her breakthrough performance at the age of 7 in the 2001 film I Am Sam.
Oh, Dakota Fanning.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes.
She was also in Super 8.
Push.
Was that her? Or that was Elle Fanning.
Did you ever see Push?
No.
Chris Evans?
Wait. Yes, I did. He was like a hero, wasn't he? Yeah, I saw that movie.
Man on Fire.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dakota Fanning.
War of the Worlds.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Elle
Twilight.
Fanning's the sister. She was in Super 8.
She's 20.
Dakota Fanning is 23.
21!
Well, because she was 7 in her breakout performance in I Am Sam, which was 2001.
Nice.
Oh, right. It's been 14 years, not 13 years. Dang it! It's 2015!
Undertaker!
Nope. On to dates. On this day in what year, Gutenberg prints his first book, The Bible.
Oh, man. I know this. 1641.
1592.
1455.
It's totally off.
On this day in what year, Boston, Massachusetts is incorporated as a city.
Ooh. Is this new Boston or old Boston?
Ooh, Boston. Boston was incorporated
Bastion.
As a city.
It was a city in turn already. And that was like during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
So like before 1776, it was a city.
The keyword is incorporated.
Ooh. I'm going to say Boston. I'm going to say that was like 1620 something. 1623.
1702. 1822. Oh, okay.
Keyword is incorporated.
It was, yeah.
Well, I went the wrong way with it, Doug.
It's okay.
Okay.
On this day in what year, the Alamo besiege began for 13 days until March 6th by Mexican Army under General Santa Anna.
Dude, the History Channel is rocking a Texas Rising. Is it Texas Rises or Rising TV series? It looks fantastic.
History Channel?
Yeah. I saw it because I've watched me some Vikings this week.
Watch King of the Hill. They do like 3 episodes on the Alamo.
Really?
Yeah.
I say that happened in... I don't know. What do you
I wish
say?
I remembered. I was talking about my Texas knowledge. I got nothing.
He's got nothing, guys.
I haven't watched this History Channel show yet, guys. 18,
I think
12.
If you don't get this right, you can no longer claim Texas.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, no, Steve-O.
1845.
1836.
Sorry, well, can't do it.
On this same what year, Mississippi is readmitted to the United States.
Oh, dude.
1980. No, I'm kidding.
Well, we became a state in 1817.
And then I'm assuming this is because of the Civil War,
yes,
right?
This would be after Reconstruction.
1870.
1875.
1870 is correct.
Good job!
1870.
Does that mean I can start claiming Mississippi?
There you go.
Sure. All are welcome.
On this day, what year the U.S. acquired control of the Panama Canal for $10
million? 1984, obviously, the year this record came out.
19... Oh, wait, that was Teddy Roosevelt, wasn't it? Wasn't he the big guy that did... 1909.
1904.
Oh, it was close. I had the four.
It
right.
Was Teddy Roosevelt, wasn't it, Doug?
I think it was.
I was only 80 years off, man.
That's
so
all
close.
Right, bro. That's all right.
On this day, what year U.S. Marines raised a flag on Iwo Jima, the famous photo and later statue are now in the Marine Corps War Memorial?
Oh.
Man, 1946.
1972.
1945.
Ah!
Good
job.
Dang it.
And the last date on this day in what year, scientists in Scotland announced they succeeded in cloning an adult mammal producing a lamb named Dolly.
Dolly the lamb! Okay.
So, like, I'm going to say 98.
That's what I was going to say. 99.
Went the wrong way, Mateo. 97.
Ah, dang it. That's what I was going to say.
And your number one song for today.
Eddie Rabbit.
Yes.
Love the rainy night.
No, you don't.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear
85.
Oh, Eddie Rabbit. Eddie Rabbit.
79. 1981.
Dang it.
Today is Curling is Cool Day. It's International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. It's National Banana Bread Day. It's National Margarita Day. And it is Play Tennis Day.
Doug, are you going to go play tennis?
Yep.
Amazing. Yep.
It's Monday. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, our boy Matt Baird from Spoken will be joining us in studio.
I love a rainy night.
Excited about that. Of course, coming right back, it is Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah,
it is. You can get your words in, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or hang out. Give us a call.
We're going to be doing it very soon.
That's right.
That's how we do it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ah, hot chocolate.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from there.
Static Radio.
Traffic.
Hey-o. Let's take a look at traffic. Guys, be careful out there. The roads are kind of icy. Like I said earlier, I did see a little accident this morning. Truck hit some ice and spun everywhere all around the road. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But it didn't look like anybody was seriously injured. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Also, again, snow and ice. I-40 between Tramway Boulevard, Central Avenue, and Bernalillo, Santa Fe County line. So you guys be careful, especially closer to the mountains. Maybe in the upper west side. Way up there out in the desert.
Yeah.
Be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. No, it's 505-338-3669. It is Monday.
Oh,
it is 7:15, and as promised, It's time for Mad Lib Monday. I don't know that I wish it were Sunday.
Is there school today?
Yeah.
There's got to be, right?
Yeah. It's not that snowy. It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
I forgot to tell you. when I left Friday to go pick up Don's aunt,
yeah.
I ran into Claire and Bryn and their mom. And Claire said she hasn't been calling in because she was sick.
Oh, no.
And then there was something else.
That's no good.
Yeah, but
it's never good.
Hopefully this week that'll change.
Yeah, yeah. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700.
Woo!
It's Mad Lib Monday. We got to fill this bad boy out, so we need your words. Call up with yours, 505-338-3700, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got a ton on Facebook, so that's good. I need a plural noun.
Girl Scout cookies.
Ooh, okay. I haven't bought any because they haven't, like, hassled me outside of Walgreens yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's coming.
It should have already happened.
I know.
My buddy Matt gave me a Thin Mint the other day.
Really?
And I enjoyed it.
Oh. Yes. They're not attacking. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio to get a word in. I need an adjective.
Ooh. What about... Giddy. Perfect. Thank you, Diane.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who chimes in on Facebook and makes it happen. I'm just checking. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Hey, give us a call, guys. We know you're out there.
The snow is frosted over everyone's mind.
And our phone lines.
Yeah.
There's so much snow and ice, the cell phones ain't working no more. Whole cell phone block got froze over.
Something like that. 338-3700. That's 338-3700. Or chime in facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What else?
Is this bit going away?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Plural noun.
Oh, let's do hair follicles.
Oh.
Thank you, Michael.
Need your words. I also need a noun.
Poppycock.
Wow. These are long ones. Takes longer for me to write these down. Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 338-3700, the phone number. That's 338-3700.
Doug, just silence all the phone lines. Just
look at that. Right as you say that.
I'll
static.
Do.
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Hey, good. What's good. Up? How you doing?
Good deal.
Yeah.
Doing all right.
All right. I'm giving you a
What do you guys need?
I need an adverb.
Adverb.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with... I don't know. Let's go... I can't think.
It's okay.
Gross. It's a verb that ends in like a L-Y or something.
Something like...
What about swimmingly?
It describes a verb, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically
it's a word
an
or phrase that modifies or qualifies an adjective, verb, or other adverb or word group.
Like always or hugely. Grotesquely.
Let's do skippingly because I would like to skip that.
Okay.
We'll make it work. There you go.
Right on.
Awesome, man. Thanks for the call.
Here's a helpful hint
skippingly.
From yourdictionary.com. It says... Many adverbs end in L-Y.
Yeah.
If you are not sure of the part of speech of a word or a word would be and it ends with L-Y, it's probably an adverb.
Yeah. Like skippingly.
Financially, willfully, abruptly, endlessly, firmly, delightfully, quickly, lightly, eternally, delicately, warily, sorrowfully, beautifully, truthfully.
Always.
Other examples of adverbs would be words that... In that how something was done or the manner in which it was done, or that give examples of that. Uneasily, weirdly, cheerfully, skippingly, swimmingly, expertly, wholeheartedly, randomly, brutally, really, briskly.
I got really happy because I thought skippingly was really on there. You just interjected that into it.
I did.
So that's not really an adverb.
No,
is
I
it?
Think it is, though. That's where that would fall.
Skippingly?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word? Or did he just add L-Y to the end of skipping?
You know what? Let's check it out. Could be right.
505-338-3700,
skippingly,
the phone number.
The definition of skippingly.
That's a real word,
in
guys.
A skipping manner. It's an adverb.
Okay. Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so what do you need?
I need a noun.
Okay, noun. Panda.
Oh, man.
That's the name of my kitty
you
cat.
I have no idea how perfect that was for that moment. That's great. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Is it confusing that I named my cat Panda?
Maybe. I need an adjective.
Adjective. Yes. Booyah. Hang on. We got a few of those. Let me refresh just to make sure.
facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What about steamy?
Okay.
Like Valentine's Day. Mm.
Speaking of, I need a person in the room. There's only three of us.
Mateo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mateo,
Albuquerque.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I also need a color.
Ooh. Doug, what's your favorite color, bud?
Is it mauve?
Blue.
Lightning?
Ice. I think he said ice.
Lightning. Ice.
Ice.
Okay.
Nice.
We'll go with ice. We'll make it work. This is my least favorite Mad Lib we've ever done.
Yeah, where is everybody?
338-3700, the phone number. It's 505-338-3700. I was worried that it was like congested today.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be able to do it. My head's all foggy. I thought it was my fault. Turns out it's not just me.
My boy Mike just sent us an adverb.
Oh, man, I need a noun.
It was stupidly.
Stupidly. Okay. 505-338-3700. Static.
Word.
I need a noun.
How about nachos?
Nachos.
All right.
Hey, and you guys keep on starting like earlier and earlier, so the kids are still sleeping.
Ah, we always do it at 7:15 every single Monday.
It used to be 8, and then 7:45, and then 7:30.
Nope.
No.
I love you guys.
Love you, too, you, bro. No, it's been 7:15.
Just say nope and hang up.
Static. Hello.
Hello?
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 Hi.
You guys still need a noun?
Yes.
I could take a noun.
I'm thinking stoplight.
Stoplights.
You're not at a stoplight right now, though. Because you don't drive talking on your phone while it's snowy and icy outside, do you?
That's right.
No. Maybe we should change the noun to Bluetooth.
Oh.
I like that.
Oh, booyah. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
No problem. You too.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hello.
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 I need a part of the body.
A part of the body. How about the hamstrings?
All right.
Hammies. There you go.
Thank awesome.
You. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Thank you.
Later.
I think that,
was that my buddy Blake?
Was it?
I don't
might
know.
Be. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I need a noun there, Teo.
Okay. Chalk.
Chalk.
Yeah!
All right. Phone line open, 338-3700. Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning!
I don't know what just happened to my voice.
Oh.
That was weird.
Is this Joelle the nanny?
I think so.
Yeah, it's me.
Did you sing this weekend?
I did sing this weekend.
Yeah?
She posted
a video. Was it good?
Everybody was telling me it was good.
They were lying to you!
Was it like family members? Because they always tell you it's good.
But there were people I didn't know, too.
They were just being sweet.
I'm just kidding, Joelle.
You guys are mean!
No, you should just keep doing it.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
That's good.
I'm proud of you for doing it.
Nicely
that's what I was going to say.
Guys.
No, guys, that was all Matt.
Yeah. Mateo. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah,
you know what you're mean.
I still follow you on Instagram. Some of us in this room do not.
What? I do too. I need a place.
A place. Yeah. Let's go with Transylvania.
Yeah. Okay. Transylvania. Oh, thank you, Joelle.
You're welcome, Steve-O.
All right.
Yeah, for real, though, you did a good job. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, she put a video up.
Oh, she put a video up.
Yeah, okay. I put two videos up.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'll go watch them.
Interesting.
On Instagram or Facebook?
On Facebook.
Yeah, shut up. I'm not on Facebook.
You put one on Instagram.
No, she did not.
I put a picture on Instagram. I can try and put a video on Instagram.
Oh, that's okay.
No, put it on there so Steve-O can go watch it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Just for you, Steve-O.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right.
Bye. She's going to put a video up just for you, buddy.
Static. 505-338-3700. The phone number, that's 338-3700. I need a celebrity.
Oh.
That's what it says, celebrity.
Emma Watson.
Okay.
You don't have to marry a prince to be a princess. That's what I tell myself every day in the mirror.
This is true.
Gosh darn it.
So true. 505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700. I need a noun.
Let's see here. Astronaut.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jesse.
I need a phone call. 338-3700. Well, I need a couple more.
You need a noun?
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Ooh. I need a plural noun, so ice creams.
All right.
I need a part of the body.
Part of the body, but plural. We got a phone call. Let's give it to them.
Okay. Static. Yep. Starting my life. Answer the phone.
Nobody's home now.
Yeah.
Says me.
505-338-3700. That's 505-338-3700.
Doug caught that so fast.
Static.
Hello.
Are you static?
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, you guys still need a part of the body?
Yes.
Yes.
What about weenus?
It's plural.
Whoa! Did you say weenus?
Weenus.
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 No one has ever called us and said that before. You're crazy. Weenus. What even is that?
Are you being serious right now?
It's like right there by your elbow.
It's on your elbow?
Yeah.
Wait, are you sure? Because it sounds like something else.
No, it's weenus.
I don't know. Man,
I promise. Look it up, dude.
I'm not looking it up. That sounds crazy. I think you made it up right now.
No, I promise.
No, you made it up and you called us.
It's an elbow, dude.
You made it up.
Weenus.
You made it up.
Thanks.
I'm serious. Look it up.
No.
Thanks for the call, man.
Later.
It's the skin on the end of your elbow. That's what it is.
From now on.
I went to medical school.
Everybody that calls and says weenus, that's what's happening. What?
Static.
Hi, guys. It's Olivia.
Hey, Olivia. How are you?
Tired.
Dude, right? It's Monday. It's Dragon.
Yep.
Wait, today's a dragon day?
Yes, it's
the year
of the dragon, guys.
Are they in the mountains,
it's
Olivia?
Actually not. I think it's like the year of the goat.
Oh.
Yeah, it just happened. Chinese New Year was like this weekend or something. It was crazy. I really do think it's year of the goat. Olivia, I'm going to give you your choice. I only need two more words. So I either need a really solid adjective or a really solid plural noun. What are you going to give us?
Furbies, a noun.
Furbies. Okay. Good old Furbies. Thanks for the call, Olivia.
You're welcome.
Bye. Right,
have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Olivia, guys. Olivia and her brother Sterling are the reason we even have this book.
Wow, do we need an adjective?
We really do, but we have one phone
All right.
call.
We got a good
We'll take
one
the
on
best
Facebook.
Of the best. Static!
Hey, do you guys need a word?
I need an adjective.
Yes.
An adjective. Ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
Whoa!
That's a pretty good one.
Who is this?
I like that.
Adriana.
Thanks, Adriana.
Thank you.
No problem.
Booyah. There you go.
Take it.
Take ecstatic over that one. What was the best of the
Livid.
Best? Livid. I'll go with that. We actually have them all. We've actually got them. Good to go.
Hang up. Okay.
We're actually good to go.
All right,
are
let's
we ready?
This. Yes.
Okay. It is our spy theme. We only have a couple left in this book. Thanks to Olivia and Sterling for hooking us up with this Mad Lib book.
We do.
It's been very great.
Thank you, guys.
Everybody calls in.
It's too late. Doug, take a message.
It's too late to apologize.
Tell them we said hello.
Yeah.
But we're not buying it. Today's Mad Lib again is brought to you by Olivia and Sterling. because they gave it to us. It's spy-themed, and today's title is Most Wanted List.
Ooh!
The Global Spy Organization's list of most wanted Girl Scout cookies is a long one, although it should just say Thin Mints, if it's my opinion. Here are giddy profiles of the most notorious criminals. Max von Hair Follicles, the third, is wanted for the kidnapping of Sir Puffy Poppycock, the skippingly overweight panda. Pet panda. Of his steamy majesty, King Mateo. That's right. That's true. Panda's a girl, though, so wrong. The Ice Shadow is the head of an international ring of nacho thieves who's... Who's sticky?
I hate nacho thieves.
They nacho thieves. They mine. Whose sticky hammies have lifted valuable stoplights from museum. I thought that said stud lights. I was like, what's a stud light, bro?
Stud light, bro.
That's the light we keep in there with Doug. Valuable stoplights from museums around the world, including the famous Le Choc, located in Transylvania.
Nice.
Emma Watson.
She is a mastermind?
She is. She's criminal a world...
That's why the prince can't date her.
Nah.
Criminal mastermind.
She's already a princess.
She's a spy.
Spy. A world-famous astronaut is actually the mastermind behind a livid group of computer geeks and techno ice creams, whose ultra-intelligent weenuses enable them to breach the highest levels of security and steal U.S. military Furbies.
Wow. That's crazy. That right there.
That's a good one.
That's your Mad Lib for Monday.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks to everybody who chimed in on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And everybody who called in. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, our boy Matt Baird will be joining us from Spokane. Really excited about that.
Woo-hoo!
Stay close, man. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Looks like me and Steve-O are orange buddies again today. Look, I've got orange on.
Nice.
And you've got orange on. Doug, do you have orange on?
Gosh.
Get the email, Doug. There's an accident. The left lane's blocked. I-25 north at Isleta exit. And that is stacking up northbound 25 around Isleta. Oh, man. It's down to about 20 miles an hour around there. Be careful. Also, Paseo and 25 southbound, you're down to about 20 miles an hour around the ramp. So really be careful. I'm sure the roads are better now than they were when we came in.
It looks cold, but not like it was this
right,
morning.
Right. This morning, it was sleeting or snowing or something.
Yeah.
Be careful, though. There's ice all around the city, on the roadways, especially towards the East Mountains. And we have long-term road construction at San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue, Northeast. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast, on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O, Matteo.
Matteo!
And what's not?
We are nacho thieves.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, our boy Matt Baird from Spokane will be joining us.
You will.
It's going to be fun, dude. I can't wait to talk about the new record. It sounds amazing. All one song I've heard.
Yes, we added the new song
that
they posted. It's featuring Maddie Mullins. They put a video out, and we added the single. It's currently playing on the station sometimes.
Yes.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, dude.
And I enjoyed Spokane's last record. I was never a big Spokane fan before that, but Illusion, that record?
Yeah.
Produced by Jason Rao. I thought it was fantastic.
I know!
Matt's
good stuff
got the,
happening.
He's got the vocal range of the Rocky Mountains.
Wow. Wow. That's good. That's good. Dude, I can't wait for that. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Now, yesterday, the Oscars happened.
What?
You were mentioning another award show that happened.
Favorite award show.
Yeah, this one. We found the entire list of the Razzies. The 2015 Razzies winner list, Kirk Cameron, won 4 Golden Raspberry Awards.
Woo!
Yeah, it's the worst in film. And, you know, we actually had a chance to interview him. for Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
We did.
It won Worst Picture of the Year.
It did.
Kirk Cameron himself also won Worst Actor.
Yes.
Worst Screen Combo went to Kirk Cameron and His Ego.
Oh.
And the Worst Screenplay, Kirk Cameron, Saving Christmas. Yeah.
Can't win them all. Unless you're Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
You know what I found interesting? Worst Picture went to Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas, also nominated. Transformers Age of Extinction, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Legend of Hercules, and Left Behind, which was a series that Kirk Cameron made popular.
Wait, Left Behind was in there?
Yeah. Also, Worst Actor?
Yes.
Nicolas Cage for Left Behind lost to Kirk Cameron of Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
Dang, dude.
I know.
Dang, dude.
Seth MacFarlane was nominated for Worst Actor for A Million Ways to Die in the West, which was filmed here. And,
interestingly enough.
Yeah.
The director of Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. What was his name? I can't remember his name, but he used to do a
John
bunch of...
John Favreau.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Iron Man.
It's Dwayne something.
The Rock Johnson.
He used to do a bunch of old Tooth and Nail music videos.
Really?
And then if you think about the end of the Kirk Cameron movie...
Oh.
Yeah.
Starts to make sense. Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. I felt really, really bad because we interviewed Kirk Cameron and we watched it.
Yeah.
And we didn't pay to see it.
Right.
So we saw it for free and we're like, this isn't bad.
It wasn't as bad as I expected.
We told our friends, hey, this wasn't terrible.
But remember, we watched it in a boardroom.
For free.
For free. And then we had a friend from work come up and say, didn't you guys say that it was okay? And we said yes. And then she said, well, we went to see it in the theater and it was awful.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, Steve-O, we didn't pay $10 a ticket for that movie, did we?
What did we do?
Oh, no. I think part of the problem is they pitched it as a movie.
Yeah.
It's not really a movie. There are scenes in it that could be considered movie-type storytelling.
Yeah.
But it's really like Sunday school material.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Like with the felt Moses.
Right.
Yeah.
Picture that and then a Family Force 5 dance montage at the end, and that's what you get.
One thing I will say about the Razzies, they have the Redeemer Award.
Yes.
I was torn, bro. Kristen Stewart, 6-time Razzie winner. She went from Twilight to Camp X-Ray. She was nominated. Mike Myers went from The Love Guru to directing Supermen. She was nominated. Jennifer Aniston, 4-time Razzie nominee to Cake, which most people thought she should have been nominated for an Oscar. Dude, and it came down to these two. Keanu, bro.
Keanu.
6-time Razzie nominee to John Wick. Or Ben Affleck from Geely to Argo and Gone Girl. And the award went to Ben Affleck. So there was some good. The Redeemer Award.
This is the guy, Darren Dome.
Aronofsky. Yeah, Noah. Wow.
His
crazy.
Lowest rated directed picture is 0%.
Gosh.
Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas on Rotten Tomatoes, 0% rating.
Speaking of award shows, the Oscars last night, I found a list of the award for most mentioned name in all of Oscars acceptance speech history. You'll have to wait and see who that is because it might surprise you.
Okay.
I found a top 10 list of most names mentioned in a award. Well, not just any award, in the Oscars acceptance speeches.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll have that list on the way back as well as Matt Baird from Spoken. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Traffic. Steve-O, will you turn that camera so people can see?
Oh, so people can see our guest!
Yes. And I'll look at traffic. Let's see what's up.
Oh! No!
Whoa!
No! Yes! Almost!
There he is. There's an accident, I-40 West. Oh my goodness. At I-25, that's the big I. Look out for that, guys. Also, a lot of congestion on Paseo southbound around the I-25 intersection. There's construction, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. There's ice on the road all around the city, and there's an accident in the left lanes block, I-25 North at Isleta. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. 3669, and welcoming into the show one of our favorite frontmans in all of history.
Yes,
Adam Levine. Or
Or Why didn't you say hello, Adam?
I was thinking of Adam Levine, actually. Immediately, I'm like, okay, what's going on? I talk about Adam a lot. I just
do
have to
you?
Tell you. I do. I love the voice so much.
See, I thought you were like Keith Urban, so you'd be watching American Idol.
I watch that too.
You love Keith Urban.
I love Keith Urban. I love Keith Urban.
You don't discriminate.
I like.
You just love the shows like that.
When it's either all you get to watch is Disney Channel,
yeah,
or a singing competition. Here's what my wife and I
did actually introduce you. Matt Baird from Spoken, by the way. Frontman of Spoken, hanging out with us.
Technically Adam.
Not Levine. Adam Levine. That's okay.
I just heard the whistling part. I'm like, hey, it's Maroon 5.
Yes.
And then you're like, our favorite frontman. I'm like, yeah, Adam Levine.
Adam Levine, man. Yeah. I didn't see him last night. He performed at the Oscars.
I was driving through snow. I didn't get to see anything.
You didn't miss much. We watched WWE Fastlane. Boom! Pay-per-view Roman Reigns.
Matt.
Take down Daniel Bryan!
Sting is going to fight Triple H at WrestleMania.
Who? Yes.
Sting!
Sting has always been my favorite.
Yeah, with me and Doug! Yeah. Doug, yeah!
Triple H, dude.
I'm talking back when Sting was neon, not black and white.
Dude. Yeah.
No, he wasn't the Crow. He was.
Right. He's the Crow again!
I was never a WCW guy.
I never understood the WCW, WWE, whatever. I just, when I was a kid.
It's like Coke and Pepsi.
I watched
two different brands.
Wrestling, and here's the mistake I made. I would watch wrestling with my dad and my uncle, right? Okay. Both of them would lose their mind because you can't tell me someone slapped me across the face like that, and I would stand there and stare at him always. I'm like, it's not real.
It is real. That's my life up there.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's me.
I'm serious. It was always like, oh, no.
Last Monday, we had Shawn Michaels on our show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, the Heartbreak Kid.
Well, he was on the phone.
We felt like nerds.
We felt awesome until...
Until our boy Chris Chicago was like, oh, yeah, I had him in studio. Like,
he got him in studio. But it's all because of this guy right here, because Steve-O hooked
Chris.
It up.
Welcome, Chris Chicago.
Yeah, he had him in studio. We talked to him on the phone. He remembers us.
Wow. There's no way he would forget us.
He never gonna forget me.
Matt Baird from Spoken joining us in studio. And what are you doing in New Mexico?
I came to get green chili stew.
Heck
you
yeah,
gotta
bro.
Drive here to do it.
You really do.
I don't even know what day it is right now.
Yeah.
But
today's Monday.
But I don't know what that means as far as when I left home. Okay, I left home at 2 a.m. on Friday morning from Des Moines, Iowa.
All right.
I drove to Houston, Texas area, suburb, to do an acoustic set there at a church. And the next morning I shot just an acoustic music video for one of the worship tunes on whatever something some guy did. And then I started driving... I don't know where I drove to. I drove somewhere near Abilene.
Okay.
And then I kept driving, and I don't know.
And all of a sudden, you're like, I'm in your town.
I'm here. Like, I was on my way here yesterday in the middle of nowhere. I had some phone service. I'm like, I have nothing to do tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm like, so that's it.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Los Alamos tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Los Alamos tomorrow, and then I head, gallop out through Needles, Utah, make a circle around back to Des Moines.
All right.
So, I'm just on an acoustic run right now.
This is crazy.
You just drove
decided.
So much.
Yeah, I know.
But there was just this.
Just all alone?
It was, here's the thing. Long story.
Good grief, man.
It was going to be my wife and my kids, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, cool. That's normally what I do on acoustic tours. So I was super stoked about it. Anyway, a bunch of stuff was coming up at our church, all this volunteering stuff, and they're doing this thing of where for the Lenten Project, it's to package over 2 million meals to be sent all over the world, and so we want to teach our kids to serve, and so my wife is like, that's during this time, and plus with Jackson in homeschool or whatever, sometimes it's kind of hard to get them motivated on the road.
Yeah.
So they are at home now doing all this stuff with volunteering and school and whatever, and I'm like, man, I've got these shows booked, and so... Plus, I have a lot of writing to do for the new record, so it's kind of like time spent writing, them spent volunteering and making sure Jackson is on top of his school And so here I am. But also, I didn't know that a battery for a car could freeze solid.
Whoa! I didn't either.
Yeah, and welcome. So I went out. Right. I went out to start the van the other day to leave, and it was just dead. I'm like, whoa, wait, what? So I put jumper cables on it. I sat there for an hour and a half getting out, checking
really?
It, getting back in. It was 5 degrees. It was terrible at home. And it would never get to where it even turned over. So I took it to the O'Reilly, I'm like, hey, I need to get this tested. They're like, this is frozen solid. We can't do anything with this until it thaws. I'm like, frozen solid? He's like, well, yeah. And he like shakes the battery, and of course it makes no noise. I'm like, dude, He-Man there, a battery's heavy.
Yeah.
He's like, hear it? Nothing.
You hear it?
And I ended up having to spend $140 on a new battery.
That's how it goes,
whoa,
man.
Dude.
Okay. It's frozen, dog.
So I'm a lone wolf on this trip.
Lone wolf. Are you staying at least with Jesse tonight or something? Do you have?
I am. I'm going
to
meet up with him.
Okay,
I'm going to meet up with him today for
coffee.
You're
like, I just don't know. I'm a wandering soul doing an acoustic tour. Welcome to Rock and Roll Lifestyle.
I'm surprised
kids.
That you didn't just say, "Oh wait, I do need a place to stay. I have to stay somewhere."
Oh no!
Have you been sleeping in the van?
I have been able to get a room at Casa de la Walmart a few nights. So.
There you go. Dude, that's not a room.
It's been fine. Dude.
No.
Okay, so last
you
night
have to, you have to tell everybody this is real rock and roll life.
This is
for
real. This is real life.
Everyone will.
I'm so glad you're always honest.
Anyone who would ever want to be in a band, if they talk to me for 30 minutes, they're like, wait. What?
What?
I don't get it.
I quit.
That's not a band.
I haven't even started and I quit.
Here's the issue.
That doesn't sound like a band. That sounds like a bad habit.
Sounds like a drug addiction.
When are you going to get a real
that problem,
job?
Too. He slept at Walmart all the time.
Dude. They're,
I'm sorry.
All right, Matt Baird from Spoken. Yes. Tell your story.
You tell the real thing.
Here's the thing. You are in a band, which is already kind of hard enough, and you rely on playing shows and entertaining people and whatever and hoping people come and buy tickets or t-shirts or whatever. That's how you make a living, right?
Yeah.
I am a musician. Like, I'm not anything special or whatever. I don't work at NASA, technically. I know people that work there.
Houston.
I listen to enough Coast to Coast to know all I need to know about NASA, but I don't work there.
Yes, that's why I was in Houston. I was working for NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, here's the thing. It's the same. I have the same mentality as with a day off. Like a band, if they're coming through your town, they need X amount of millions of dollars to play this show.
Right.
If you can't do that, they're like, okay, we'll just have a day off. So they spend all day long at a mall, at a movie. They go to someplace nice. They might go to the Applebee's for dinner or whatever. And so they spend all this money instead of playing a show and hanging out. I get it. I understand. So for those who are like, got to keep that value up, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
I would rather play a show for hardly anyone and hang out, build some relationships, and who knows what the conversation could do for someone, you know? I'd rather do that. The same way, if I'm driving for 3 days and I'm not making any money, should I be like, man, I'm going to spend $60 on a hotel tonight? Or should I suck it up and just be thankful that I even have a vehicle to be driving and I have a lot of work to do anyway and I can't really...
So cold. It seems so cold. That's all I keep thinking.
It's fine, though. It's good. Oh. It's good. And so it's been literally the past 3 mornings. I wake up normally from the temperature, and turn the van on.
Horrifying.
I pipe my cell phone straight through that kicking sound system in the van. I put the Bible app on, and I listen to a few chapters of the Bible being read to me while I wake up. And
like, blessed are the cold in spirit because I'm freezing.
In the end, whatever. I think plenty of people have slept on, you know, the ground or whatever in their life.
Never mind.
Dude, stop. Wow.
Vagabonds.
Yeah. So, whatever.
I'll get you.
I just...
Oh, man.
Whatever. It's part of the rock and roll lifestyle. But last night, I was outside of Santa Rosa at a McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. I'm hanging out. I'm doing, like, I'm writing and I'm whatever. And I posted that. I'm like... at a McDonald's, blah, blah, blah. And Randy Torres from Knives and X Project 86, he, like, posted on there. He's like, okay, I'm confused, but congratulations. I'm like, what does that even mean? So I posted on my wall, whatever. And he's like, you don't have to write tunes outside of McDonald's. That's what Super 8s are for. I'm like, I'm not outside McDonald's. Like, I'm whatever. And so I'm like, what is he doing commenting on that anyway? Which dude, I thought was hilarious. But
Randy Torres is a hilarious dude.
He is. And he'll randomly just post on, he'll comment on things that I'm like, why is he even looking at my Facebook?
He's checking in on you, man.
I just picture him, though. Anytime I see it, I'm like, oh, what that in guy. The world?
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
All right. Amazing. Oh, man. Well, welcome to Albuquerque. Glad you made it.
I'm glad it's warm here. What's going on?
It's warm.
It's been warm for weeks.
It really has.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, you're coming in. Cold front, bro.
I guarantee you every place that I will hit on this trip, it's like another 10 days or something, it will be a blizzard in every place I go.
It's a frozen tundra.
That'll be it. Yeah. I'll be in Needles, California in a few days. It will be a blizzard
when I get
there. There'll
be record snowfall, 1.5 inches.
What is going on here? I'm telling you.
Who is going to Needles? Why are you going to Needles,
California?
Oh, that's the worst.
Normally, you just break down or get gas there.
Yeah.
Right. That's it.
But
I've met some people there over the years who are awesome.
Of all the times the spoken van broke down in Needles,
dude,
I now have so many friends there.
I flushed the radiator in our 82 Ford van.
Wow.
At 2 a.m. in Needles, California, 115 degrees.
Rockstar, guys.
One of our first trips to California.
Rock and roll lifestyle. Wow.
I despised it.
This is the voice.
115 degrees.
Needles, dude, it was so hot California. At night.
Yeah, that's no good.
Anytime ever I hear a terrible band story, I think of you in my brain. Because I feel like you have been doing this long enough that you can top literally everyone else in my band friends' stories.
I think I can.
I seriously think you can.
Blessed.
Yeah.
Wow. Too blessed to be stressed, y'all. Too blessed to be stressed.
I don't know. I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, I can't have it any other way. I've tried.
Really,
so I'm just like, let's do it.
On the flip side, you've had some really big stuff happen, too, because you guys went out on tour with, like, Volbeat.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And it was, you were putting up pictures, and it was like, what is Spoken doing right now?
I know. That was 2 years
ago. Like, packed huge theaters and awesome. Now, what happened with the, because you guys were on E1, right?
Yep.
What happened? You just leave the... Weren't happy with it.
We did
the record.
one album deal.
Just one album,
which was a miracle of Jesus that could even happen to a band that at that point had been a band for 17 years.
Yeah.
And someone's like, "Yeah, we're all about what your history is. We're about what this is. We love the new songs." We're like, "What?" So it was awesome. It was great. It was
you
cool.
are the example of perseverance in the industry.
I'd say that
perseverance,
persevering, bro. You just don't stop.
I don't, no,
you just don't quit. And everybody's like, "You should just quit, Job." Just
Job,
die.
I just see
just
this.
Just curse him and die.
Here's the thing. Yeah, no kidding.
Steve-O,
wow.
You are sick. Quit being negative. I'm sorry for my
Here's
friend.
Here's an idea.
I love you. I'm just kidding.
It's not supposed to be easy. That's
no.
the thing.
Yeah.
Nothing is supposed to be easy. And so it's.
And if it is, you don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, overnight
I appreciate
success,
anything
and like,
everything.
Oh.
I appreciate a nice, toasty Walmart parking lot. That's one of the things I look forward to about being on tour with my wife and my kids.
Yeah.
Like I live like a king. I eat like real food every
you're like
day.
The extra body heat.
We stay
in
a hotel.
Where we sleep.
No hotel every night.
That's nice.
Great, man.
Unless for some reason I make my wife van it or like in our Honda Pilot.
Don't
like,
tell people that. Don't tell the CYFD that.
He it's makes not, his kids
oh,
sleep in the
man.
Walmart parking lot.
They're
Did
already
you hear
asleep.
That?
They're already asleep when
You're
we
like,
pull
dude,
in.
I made more money at the Walmart parking lot than my last show,
dude,
so it's cool. You
no,
have the kids
see,
in
we
the
can't talk
lot.
About what
we
you do
the
at the
We got the sign out. No, it's literally it's one of those things like you're in the middle of nowhere, and my wife is like the Priceline queen, right? And
yes.
so she's like, the cheapest thing is like $90. I'm not going to, I don't, we shouldn't pay $90 on this because we're only going to be at the hotel for about 4 hours. Like, whatever. She's like, I'm just going to doze off. You go to sleep. You stop and pull over anytime you want and we'll just check in early tomorrow. I'm like, you are a saint.
Yeah.
Like, literally, we're not spending $100 on that hotel. We're pulling it to literally a Walmart or a Love's. I'm sleeping for like 2 hours and then we take off driving.
Wow.
We check in early at the hotel in the next town and then it's family time. It's cool.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's they're troopers. They travel
Incredible.
Amazing.
Dude, still rocking.
I've never made. I've never made anybody sleep anywhere. It's kind of like, let's just pull over here. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Every time I'm like, heck yeah, dude. I'm gonna be asleep in about 8 seconds.
Hanging out with Matt Baird from Spoken, and you're playing in Los Alamos mañana.
Playing Los Alamos tomorrow at New Beginnings. Sean
Ambergy.
Yeah,
Shambergy.
Yeah. There's a new guy up there doing some shows. Infinity. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
Infinity Music or something. So
you're
I'm looking forward
it.
To it.
That's good.
I love it up there. It's beautiful.
Right? Yeah. Have you met any aliens yet? It's like where the labs are and it's all top secret.
You know what's crazy?
Maybe astronauts.
Somehow they all end up in a band with me.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
So yes, I've met a few.
I thought Obama got rid of alien status. Did that not happen? I get so confused. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I feel like the pendulum swings for the news around here, so I don't know what happened.
How many songs do you guys normally play an hour?
Six.
Like 20,000.
Three? I don't know.
It depends on how our tummies feel.
And it depends on how good the guest is, really. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, man.
In that case, we got 15 songs coming up right now. We got a 45 no-break music time.
This summer, my wife and I braved, or this winter, actually, I should say, it was for Christmas. We surprised the kids, and we went from Albuquerque to Anaheim because it was like, hey, you're not getting gifts. We're going to Disneyland for Christmas.
I saw your journey on Instagram.
We did that, and I'm thinking about the fact that you regularly trek with your family. You are a saint.
No.
God bless you.
No, I'm not. My wife and my kids are.
I have a 2-year-old, and he hates me, I think. I'm just kidding. Hard, man. Whew. Like, how can you guys just trek it and travel and you go?
And
nobody screams bloody murder every 3 feet?
Not every 3 feet.
Okay, all right.
My children. No, they. Here. Dude, my wife makes everything for them. They have no issues in life.
Gosh.
None. My wife makes everything so fun for them. She will go, and even if we're just like going to like the Target dollar section, get these little craft books, these crayon kits. Like, what are these for? It's like the boys are going to be needing to be occupied in a couple hours or whatever. I would never think of that. I would just be like, go to sleep or something.
Right.
Like, hang out. Watch a DVD.
Look
watch
out
it
the
again.
Window and
look
imagine.
Out the window. It's life.
I'm like, watch that.
Guys, wind turbines. Just look at them.
Watch the Lego movie again so I can listen to it and picture it the whole time I'm driving. Dude, that'd be the thing.
Yes.
I do. My wife is like, do you understand that you are just engrossed in every DVD that's played? Because she'll look over at me. I'm just spaced. And I'm just picturing it. I am. I know I am. I'm just listening, and I'm wishing I was watching it too.
I still have never seen Despicable Me, but I know it.
Yeah.
I know it because of that road trip.
Yeah.
Because that's the one Brody would gravitate to. That and the Lego movie were the two.
Dude.
So I've never seen Despicable Me, but I could quote it like word for word. So I, theater of the mind, know what's happening.
Here's how awful it can get. Okay, so I'm listening to these DVDs while they're being played, and the whole time I'm like, I don't know what it is, man. I'm interested. I wonder what that is. I promise you, how in the morning at home, that's my time to go downstairs, get a cup of coffee, all right, while the boys watch something while Tiffany's getting ready. I will go down and I will immediately turn the TV on and I'll go to Star Wars Rebels because I'm like, this is the one I can fathom. Let me watch this.
Yeah.
And I'll watch like 5 minutes of it and then I'll go to work, you know? I'm like, that's bad. It's bad when you're like, man, I got to watch that cartoon.
I got to watch that cartoon, man. No, it's kids, bro. And it's Star Wars, so that kind of helps.
I've never seen it,
and everybody keeps telling me I have to watch it.
Star Wars Rebels?
Yeah.
It's great.
But I have like single guy friends who are like, bro, I'm all about that Star Wars Rebels. And
dude,
I'm like, I have 3 kids and I have never seen it.
It's really good. And the same thing, Despicable Me, too. Yeah. I've heard it 6,000 times. I've never seen it. I want to.
Yeah.
I love the dragon movies, but I've actually seen them, yeah.
Did you see part 2?
I did. I saw it in the theater with Jackson.
Good.
I wanted to ball my face off. Loved it.
Speaking of balling your face off.
Does it come out today?
It won the... Tomorrow. It won the Academy Award for Best Animated Film this week. And up until I had seen it, I was really mad because I thought Lego Movie got hosed because it wasn't even nominated. And then I watched Big Hero 6, and after I got over wanting to die from crying, I really enjoyed the film.
It's so good.
There's, it's so hard. Like, I don't know if there's a parent gene that happens,
yeah.
But I am emotional in these movies.
Dude.
I can't remember the last time I didn't cry at a kid's movie. Name the last kid's movie you didn't cry at, Matt Baird from SpongeBob.
I didn't cry at the last, I didn't have any kind of crying anything about Lego Movie at all. I was
Time out. Are you serious?
Lego Movie?
Yeah, bro.
He means the end.
Yes. When, yeah. Without ruining the movie for people who haven't seen it, when it cuts back to like life, if you will, and it's the kid, and it's the dad, and it's the everything.
You're crying now.
I'm crying now.
And then the guy comes out and he's like, Mom, the Milo. Get the Milo. Mom.
That movie, come on.
Maybe I need to see it again.
No, there was a similar scene in a different movie with that actor. Never mind.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, come on. Will Ferrell, real life. And it's like,
it's the father-son thing,
the realizations,
man.
And it's like, what would you tell him if you could tell him anything? And kids talking
all
to
I want
to
do
dad,
is laugh
like,
when I see Will Ferrell. Steve Carell the same way.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller the same way. I picture them. I want to just fall over.
Did you see The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
Wait, that's
Ben Stiller.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was
did
incredible.
Did you cry,
it was a great
or
movie.
Did you just laugh at him the whole time?
I didn't cry. Hey, cried. I on Dragon
you
too,
bet, man.
I saw
that this weekend for the first time ever.
Dude, that's one of the perks of taking your children on the road,
yeah.
Because there are times when we'll have a little bit of dead time, and Jackson and I will go see a movie. We saw Dragon 2 on the road. We saw a Lego movie on the road. I think so. I think we saw a Lego movie on the road. We saw Big Hero 6.
So this is what you do when you're on the road.
Best saw times. Big Hero 6 in the Washington, D.C. area.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
It was
seeing your kids
awesome.
Are getting all those experiences, which is great. So
my kids don't know how good they have it about right. being able to be like, oh, I've been here, I've been here, I've been here, I've been here. They don't know any different.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a hard thing someday when they can't go places anytime they want.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, starts with a vacation. That's what they call it. And I'm like, wait, what is that? And so my children are with me
good
on the
grief.
Road.
They call it vacation.
They call it, what is that word? I don't. You call it vocation.
I call it work.
Oh, thank you.
That was good. I thought it was great. I love it. Matt, here's the thing. You have to intentionally change the vowel in that word.
Right.
And unless you make a conscious decision to change that O to an A, it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
But
buddy.
It is possible.
Vocation.
It is literally possible.
Yeah.
That was good. I like that.
You can do it. You can do it.
I love it. You guys just give each other props the whole time. I was like, hey, man, that was cool.
That's all we got.
Cover
man.
The mic.
Yeah.
That one thing you just said was
audience.
Sick.
We do. Now, and we got Doug, too. Doug?
Doug, our producer.
Yeah?
He gives us thumbs up at times.
He gives us like it's kind of a nonchalant effort. He's not really paying attention.
We need that.
I cannot believe how long we've been talking.
What do you expect?
It's a morning show.
Buddy. I don't know. Let me tell you this. Every time, it's a chain reaction thing. It's not like you guys are my first thought.
Yeah.
But it's down the list. It's down the list of ways.
Is it whenever you see a picture of Brad Pitt?
No.
That happens to me.
I know where you're going with this.
What?
Brad Pitt, right? You're like, wait, what? Sorry. Sorry, I was in my own head.
Go ahead, bud.
No, okay, so I follow Christian Asoy, of course, on Instagram.
Yeah,
every time I see him or his son doing a new trick or whatever, I think of this place right here.
Yes, dude.
And a chain reaction. I mean, it's not, I don't think you guys first, is
right.
what I'm saying.
Not instantaneously,
but then I'm like, I think of you guys, and I think of being here. I think of, yes, of course, green chili stew.
Yeah, dude.
I just think of, I've had some really good times in this place.
Yeah.
Here at Calvary. I mean, I've only been able to be in service and hear Skip one time.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It was sick.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where, like, it's one of the perks about driving for 3 days straight. Let me put it that way.
That's cool.
Because now you got a whole day here to hang out with us.
I do. I'm in Albuquerque all day.
Hey,
I'm meeting up. What's his name? Jesse.
Yes, he was your guitar player.
Jesse
like
McDermott.
Years.
That's right. Yeah, I'm gonna hang out with him. Today, and then I get to go to beautiful Los Alamos tomorrow. Play a tune there. Play some shows. Hang out.
We are gonna post all that, by the way. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Oh,
post
we
link.
Did.
We already did.
Wait,
so you want
I saw you over
that.
There tinkering with that.
Yeah.
When you hear this.
Yeah, that's Matt doing his magic.
I'm either
over there.
Totally checked out or I'm completely paying attention.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. All right, here's what we're going to do. Last night was the Oscars. You can't participate in number one because you know number one, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I found a list. Switch things up on you.
Are you looking at me like you're going to ask me a question?
Oh, yeah. You get to participate.
Here's the deal. The history of the Oscars, there have been 1,396 acceptance speeches. They are currently archived by the Academy. At least that's according to Vocative.com.
Oh.
The top 10 entities mentioned by winners at the podium. The very first person they thank. I'd like to thank
my producer.
A list of the top 10. But it's actual. It can't be vague. You know, the Academy has been thanked in 43% of all speeches. Parents are thanked in 28% of all speeches. But by name, I have a list of the top 10 acceptance speech mentions. Who do you think is number one all time?
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn? All time?
It's not going to be God.
Who would be? Who would say Sean Penn?
I just picture him when I think of great acting.
He was actually, was the dude that opened the envelope last night for best movie. He was the final.
He was there.
Yeah, he handed out that award.
I think he's an incredible actor. That's
Sean
the only
Penn?
Reason I said that.
Why would anyone thank him, though?
I'm not saying anybody would thank him. It's just when you mention Oscars, that's just who popped into my head. Like, it would
Come
be.
On, you can do it. I believe in you. Who is it? Who is it?
It's
who gets thanked?
Hollywood.
Thanked?
They always wait until three quarters of the way through before they say
be God.
And God. I don't think they mention God first.
Okay.
It's Hollywood movie stars. They're not thinking of God at that moment.
Interestingly enough, according to this, 19 times out of the 1,396 acceptance speeches, God.
19.
19.
That's terrible.
Which came in sixth, by the way. God is sixth on the list.
I just knew it wouldn't be who it should be first.
Right.
Boom, boom.
Not to sound blasphemous, but think the Oscars and think "quote unquote" God.
Yeah.
Who do you think is thanked number one all time?
I'm gonna let you finish, but I think it's Kanye.
You already know.
Oh, I know. I'm gonna give you a hint.
Doug. Kanye.
It's like my producer's the director.
No?
I don't know. Clint Eastwood. Something. I have no clue.
I bet it's my mom. I bet that's the first
number
person.
One all time. Come on. Anyone?
Are you just saying
anyone?
Because
number
of so many times
time?
That movie or
number
that,
one all time.
This
person has
George
been
Lucas.
Thanked 42 times first out of all 1,396
Is it Steven
George Lucas?
Boom!
People have thanked Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg
the
is
most?
Number one.
Really?
On the list of
it's
all
It's not my
time.
Mom?
No.
Cheryl Lott?
No, it's not your mom.
What? What are you people thinking?
Wouldn't that be a little weird if number one all time an Oscar acceptance
no,
speech
No, you met my
specifically
mom.
Specifically your
She's
mom.
She's awesome.
She is pretty great.
She prays for all my friends, so if you're
she
my
really
friend,
does.
You're getting prayed for.
Yeah.
Am I a friend?
Yes.
Steven Spielberg more than doubled God.
Hey, is that Indiana Jones? Is that movie? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was.
Oh
Indiana.
My okay. gosh!
I said
well, that was Jaws.
Why have you invited
Steven
an enemy
Spielberg.
Into
Jaws? He directed
I don't
those
get
films.
To watch all the
George
movies.
Lucas
never seen
was,
Jaws
when I was like three, probably.
When you were three, no wonder you're sleeping in Walmart parking lots.
Yeah.
That's messed up, bro.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes,
I don't know if this is going to interrupt your Oscar thing.
No.
I don't know if I told you this when I was here last time, but it's it's definitely... I know that I've called in before.
Yes.
I'm like, dude, I have a story. You're like, dude, don't say anything. Call me in 3 minutes.
I
okay.
know, right?
A McAllister,
save it for radio, click.
McAllister, Oklahoma show.
Yeah.
Dude, I was... If I've already said this story, I'm sorry, but when you're like, that's why you're sleeping... Okay, when I look at my course of life, and I would
right.
look at... who I am, where I've been, whatever, from high school till now.
Yeah.
I was playing in DeSoto, Texas, an acoustic set. I played there several times, just south of Dallas.
Okay.
They now have an In-N-Out Burger, which, hey, cool. Dallas has like 10.
Which, by the way, why did In-N-Out skip New Mexico? They skipped right over.
You
they're
already have
Arizona. They're in Texas.
You don't need it.
We've got Blake's.
Ugh. No, I disagree. Anyways, I'm interrupting your story. I would love one here.
We can't
you
talk
have
about. We can't talk about
green. You have green chili stew. You have Whataburger.
Okay.
Then you got Blake's.
Whatever, dude.
You don't need an In-N-Out, right? Okay. I don't even know where I'm at now.
Disagree.
What am I talking about?
DeSoto, Texas is where you're at, bro.
Okay. When we look at my course of life, okay.
Yeah.
I'm standing there. I had met this kid earlier. Who was carrying a Texas instrument, a giant calculator around with him. Is this ringing a bell at all? Have we talked about this?
Never.
And so I'm like, that's strange to bring to an acoustic show or to bring to church or whatever. I'm like, okay. So I'm talking to this guy. And I play. I'm playing a show, and I'm about halfway through, and I decide I was going to tell a story about how in high school math was my worst subject. I mean, math.
Because this guy's got a giant calculator? Or...
Maybe it triggered it. Okay. I don't know. Something triggered it about my past, and all these emotions started boiling up.
About math?
And so... I cried myself. I cried myself to sleep plenty of times because of something called algebra.
You need to subtract that from your life.
Oh,
I wish I could.
Oh. That's why his band's called Spoken. Great at English, terrible at math.
Dude. I got it. Thank you. Hey, bridge the great divide, man.
Like, I got it. I got it. That was good, though.
It was good.
So I'm talking. I'm just telling the story. I was trying to make it mean something, right? And so I'm talking. I talked about how stressful like high school was, not just as dealing with human beings and teenagers as a whole,
right.
or being a Christian amongst those human beings who are human beings and awful. And so math gets brought into it. I'm like, man, math was just terrible. And so I've never talked about this on the radio, and I don't know why I'm about to, but here we go.
Just make it happen.
After high school, I decided I was going to move to Memphis, Tennessee. I was going to move in with my aunt and my uncle.
Bad decision. Continue.
That's an hour and a half from where you're from,
Memphis,
right?
Is what you said. Continue.
Memphis.
Yeah, what's wrong with Memphis?
Memphis?
Never.
I say it wrong?
No.
He doesn't.
No.
He's not
Tupelo.
A Memphis.
I don't like Memphis.
I moved to a town, a city that was an hour and a half away from Tupelo.
That's the correct
way
to say it.
And so... I'm there. I had in my brain, for whatever reason, I'm going to move there. I'm going to start going to this certain college after I get some residency. I'm moving with my Uncle Benny and my Aunt Carolyn and my cousins. I'm going to be a nurse.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a minor in acting because Legends of the Fall was out.
Amen.
I thought Brad Pitt was awesome. I'm like,
what
dude,
did I say earlier?
This is awesome.
What did I say?
And so, what did I say? And so I'm like, I think this is a good idea. And so I'm there. And unfortunately, I was when I found out how much math I was going to need to be a nurse, I'm sorry for those of you who are nurses. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was ignorant to how dumb I actually was, right? And so I get sick with my first kidney stone, and so I move back home because I thought I was dead or dying, right? Mm-hmm. I move back home, and so whatever. Shortly after that is when Spoken started. You're laughing at me because of a kidney stone right now. Do you know that?
I'm just thinking about the course of life and how God has like directed you. Like, this is how I became a rock star.
Like, I don't want you to be a nurse.
Nursing school, and I
never got into nursing school.
Math, and I'm good with four on the floor, but that's about it.
Dude,
so.
I didn't even get to sign up for school, right? And so I realized how much math I needed, so I started to kind of panic, and I realized, man, I feel like I'm dying. What's wrong with me? Anyway, emergency room visit showed me what was wrong with me. Anyway, Spoken started shortly after that, like as whatever is the band. I'm telling this story, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, math being my worst subject, can you believe that? And that's all I said about math, technically. At the end of the show, this kid walks up, and there's 20 kids standing right around me.
Right.
Standing there talking. And he's like, actually, I don't find it hard to believe at all that math was your worst subject. After all, you sing for a band. I'm like,
what?
Exactly.
Praise
Was he
door.
Still holding a giant calculator?
Had it in his hand. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, actually, I don't find it hard at all
actually,
to believe. He's repeated it. I don't find it hard to believe at all that math was your worst subject, because after all, you do sing for a band. I'm like,
yep.
Dude.
He nailed it, though. He nailed it, honestly.
And these kids standing around, all their jaws hit the floor.
Snap.
And
did
they're
you guys
like,
do have like a
no
dance on?
No way. And then, like, Beat It started playing. And, like,
you said, I've got an equation for you, buddy. Me plus you on the dance floor equals you lose.
Dude. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, what in the world? And so he kind of just hung out for a second and walked off. I'm like, no way. And when I told the youth pastor, Donnie, a friend of mine, I'm like, dude, this guy, he was like, oh, I don't doubt that at all. I know him. I'm like,
was he holding a giant calculator?
He's like, he was talking about his Texas Instrument. He's like, dude, that kid, just a genius. I'm like, I don't doubt his knowledge of numbers, but tact is something he's never learned anything about. I was like, what? I've heard plenty of those things in my life. Hey, man, when you ever going to come off the road and get a real job? I mean, you ever think of that? I'm like, you talk to God about that. Right. You convince him that it's my time to be done. Okay.
Oh, man. Incredible. Hanging out with Matt Baird from Spokane. It's just before 9. We got to take a break, but this person has been on hold, and I'm going to take it.
Do it.
I don't even know what it is.
It's cool.
Static.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Rhett.
Hey, what up, Rhett?
Hey, not too much, man. Hey, I just wanted to call in and basically let Brian know I've been following Spoken probably from the first album you guys ever put out, and just watching your growth, watching the evolution of the band, watching the way God's used you. For people that I've known as well as in my own life, I just wanted to say thank you for your obedience and to sort of encourage you that regardless of whatever anybody else may say, you're definitely doing the right thing. Just, you know, keep staying tight with the Lord, man. There really has not been a single, any other band out there that has influenced me and the way I've approached music myself in as serious a manner. So, thank you.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Seriously,
thanks for the
thank
call,
you.
Rats.
Hey, no problem.
All right, man.
Later.
Brian, was it? Huge fan.
Let's go.
We gotta take a quick
break.
Coming right back. We're gonna be talking more with Matt from Spoken.
All
right. That just happened, right? Oh, man. Add that to your calculator story. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Oh, Albuquerque, you're breaking my heart. And possibly some car frames.
Oh, no.
That's right. Looks like we've got a few accidents to report right now. Let's zoom in and check it out. There's an accident, I-40 East at 2nd Street. That's exit 159A. There's also a stalled vehicle, and the right lane is blocked there as well.
Dang, dude.
That stinks. We've got an accident transition ramp, I-40 West at I-25. That's no good. We've got an accident, I-25 North at Lead Avenue. Or is it Lead?
Lead.
Lead Avenue, exit 224. There's an accident in Louisiana and Catherine. There's ice everywhere, and maybe that's what's causing the accident. There's an accident at Jefferson and Ellison.
Illuminati, if you like draw a line.
Oh, Illuminati.
Boom, pentagram, right,
Matt,
in the middle of the big
it's
eye.
The Illuminati. I see
that. Because you came into town.
That's Albuquerque.
Gosh, why'd you bring all this garbage? And there's long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue, Northeast. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Sopo.
Sopo.
Solomon's Porch, the coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mateo, joined in studio by our boy Matt Baird from Spoken.
Hey.
How goes it?
It's good. That's one of my dad's favorite songs.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good. Did you ask how I was doing?
Yeah.
You can't throw little things in that take my mind off of what's actually going on.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Earlier,
I can't
it
play
was
music.
Adam
in the
Levine.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't.
You really are. We were talking earlier about the fact that you take your family out on the road at times.
Yeah.
And they watch movies in the back, and you are enthralled by these movies in the background. So I might have to just, here, I'll just stop playing music in the background. Because I'm like talking to you, I can just see it's blank, and you're like, I'm like, okay, no more CCR in the background.
No more creeps.
Play DC Talk.
No, I'd listen to that too. I love it.
Really?
Love it.
Of all your, all 90s, like, Christian artists, who's tops for you?
Petra.
Okay.
Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Okay.
I was listening to some White Cross the other day.
Wow. You still bust that out.
I do. I got to stay awake somehow super late at night while I'm driving.
No, Heart in Motion. I'm waiting. I'm like, come on.
No, what?
Heart in Motion. Isn't that Amy Grant?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know Amy Grant?
I like the Vince Gill side of that relationship.
Oh, wow.
Than...
You would.
Yeah. He has a beautiful voice, man. You're who? Like, who's Vince Gill?
No, I know who Vince Gill is. I know who he is.
Rope in the Wind? Come on.
Yeah, man. He had that classic.
Obviously, No Fences.
He was in that movie, Pure Country.
Come on.
He's really good.
He's the king of broken hearts.
Married to Nicole Kidman.
Woo!
Vince Gill is incredible.
I love country music.
Yeah. But I get sick of him always on The
Here's
Voice.
Here's how you know that we actually do love country music. Because we
those,
just referenced
yeah.
Garth Brooks, yeah. George Strait. Yeah.
There's a tear in his beer. And we're like, why are you drinking it?
Are you crying for him? That's George Jones, man. Wasn't it?
No, I think
Hank Williams.
That was Hank Williams,
Senior.
Senior.
Yeah. Well, you guys know your country.
George Jones was country before it was cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Lubbock, Texas,
man. Listen to that guy.
You're welcome.
That's when
country, did you say Lubbock?
That's where I'm from.
Really?
I was born, yeah.
I drove through there Texas. Yesterday.
Did you? How's it look? Cool, man.
Yeah.
Really? How's it look?
Yep. That's about right. Yeah. Cool, man.
I called every coffee
Dallas,
shop.
So, yeah.
Every coffee shop that showed up on maps. Before I got there yesterday, I called to see, hey, you guys have anything going on tomorrow or tonight?
Yeah.
Driving through, looking to do an acoustic set. I did that in Abilene.
Okay.
Lubbock.
What about Amarillo?
Clovis.
Okay.
Amarillo was under ice. I did contact people there.
Hobbs?
Yeah. No okay. Hobbs.
No, Hobbs.
You did call Clovis, though.
I called Clovis.
Okay.
I stopped in Clovis and went to a little coffee shop there that I had called earlier. And I was like, well, you would need to talk to our manager.
Brian.
So it gave me a cell number.
Okay.
So I called that, left a message. And I decided, why not just go by the place anyway and see what it is? And it was like right beside like a Parable Christian store or whatever.
Okay.
Which was closed because it's Sunday or whatever. But I walk in and lots of people there drink a coffee. I ordered a drink. And
do
then
you ever just
I just kept going. No.
Oh, I wish
I don't have the man. I don't have the confidence to do that.
You're like, oh, well, everybody's in here. I'm just, you know what? I'm just gonna play.
You
everyone's
got this,
in here,
Matt.
Studying.
Yeah.
Oh,
obviously.
I have an
you
idea.
Hear a song? All right.
I have an idea to pitch you, Matt. Now, look, I know you're used to touring solo, and you've toured many places. You came here and sang at the skate park.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Played a wonderful Living on a Prayer.
I did.
Or whatever that was.
Yeah.
It was great. What if you started touring around and playing at banks? There's money there.
I played a bank stage before.
No, I mean in the bank.
I'd love to.
Over in the corner by the loan department.
If you know of someone here at a bank who would let me play today, I'll go play.
Listen, it would be called the musical cubicle. And you would be over there, look, right by the loan officer, Tammy. And you would be right there, and you would just be playing, and she'd be like,
is there a site that you go to get this? It would be called the musical cubicle.
It's called my right brain.
Yep. It's true.
How do you tap into
He's
that?
He's good like that, man. He's good like that.
I can't talk about that on the radio.
Matt Baird from Spoken joining us in studio, and you can join him tomorrow night in Los Alamos. About what's it, like an hour north of here?
I always think hour and a half. I don't know.
It's about right.
I think it's different. I think
because you got to hit Santa Fe and take
different.
A left.
I think it's different for people who live out here because they know the speed traps. And so they, I think Sean says it.
I got
probably,
you.
Oh yeah, Sean would say it's probably a 20-minute drive or something like that.
Dude, but this last week I was in the car. We were driving, and you know how it's like speed limit 35, and then you're driving, all of a sudden it's like flashing 42 or whatever it is that others around you are doing.
Yeah, the thing where they time the baseball.
Oh yeah. And my 11-year-old goes, "Dad, why is it that nobody ever actually listens to that?"
Wow.
Why is it that every time we're driving, I see it like... I looked down at the speedometer and was like, dang, dude.
That is a $100 ticket.
Like, yeah. It was like, oh, gosh.
Dude.
That's
my wife when we're driving. I'm listening to a movie. Yeah, I'm not looking at the. I'm not looking at the
road trip, dude. You're just not paying attention.
I mean, I've driven millions of miles in my 19 years of touring, but I've gotten some pretty doozy tickets.
Ooh,
I have.
I don't think I've ever gotten a speeding ticket.
I have.
Ever.
I have. And you know, sometimes I don't realize, sometimes I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Other times I'm running super late for a show and I'm not realizing it because I'm probably trying to book shows or wondering how upset is the promoter going to be because we're late all the time.
Is it possible to speed with a van and all this gear behind you?
Yeah.
Really?
With a V10 Ford? Come on.
I usually tack on like an extra 2 hours when people are like, hey, how long is it from Albuquerque to Phoenix? And I'm like, well, with gear, I'm going to say 3 days.
Right. Well, I think we can make it by next Wednesday.
Because I don't know. I'm like, for me, I don't know, like 7 hours?
You know what's funny?
3 days.
Kings Down, band that we've taken on tour sometimes.
I remember that.
I don't know if you play their stuff, whatever. Anytime I talk to them about distance, whatever, and they're like, okay, so mileage is 2 blah, 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 so that would take this long, and then you've got the time warp or whatever. They add a 2-hour time warp to every trip.
To everything.
They're pretty good about being on time.
Okay.
They're like, for whatever reason, every drive is 2 hours longer than whatever. And so it's like, wow, there is a time warp on everything.
I wish I had known that before I took my family on this last road trip to Anaheim for Disneyland.
Well, I tell you, you know how Instagram and people post the best things or whatever.
Of course.
That looked like you guys just had a blast,
the
man.
The funny thing is, we came back and I got to guest speak at a church, and that was my message, was on the Instagram of your life, basically.
Right.
And the snapshots of Jesus' life versus snapshots of Samson's life.
Wow.
And I brought in this whole illustration of our road trip that looked amazing on Instagram.
It was
literally the worst vacation I've ever had.
What?
The worst.
That's crazy.
But everyone's like, all right, smile for Mickey. All right, I'm going to kill you. What? Oh, I haven't slept in 3 days.
Hey, do you know how you say things to your children sometimes you don't realize? One will be brought back up to you later on. Another, they might take it differently than you meant it.
Right, right.
Okay, so my children are active. I have 8-year-old.
Yeah. Sorry, forget. You can't.
I can't do this.
No back.
I cannot multitask.
I need to hear it right now.
I can't multitask. So 8-year-old Jackson, 3-year-old Hudson. There's a nice age gap, but yet neither one of them realizes the age of the other. They're just like, best friends, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's walk in and dominate this place. And that's what they do.
Yeah.
And so you try to prepare them. Okay, before you even get out of your seatbelt, you guys have to listen. This has to be controlled. There's going to be other kids. There's got to be other kids there. Can I ask one of them to be my friend? Can I play? It's like, you have to listen. You have to be quiet. Guys, we cannot just go off the wall.
Right.
And like, you understand what they're thinking.
Right.
But yet you still have to be a parent. They're like, okay, guys, here's the deal. And there's going to be consequences if you don't.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
So
such a big
we
word.
Go in and immediately electrify. The room is on fire. And it's like, oh, whatever. And so every once in a while, you're like, hey, seriously, you got to chill out. Okay.
Right. Dude,
just chill out. Let's get through this. We'll do something cool afterwards or whatever.
Let's get through this.
Dude. I told Jackson, this is a mistake as a parent.
Okay.
Don't do this.
Don't ever do this.
I learned a lesson. It came back to bite me.
I'm listening.
Right? And so it's literally, it was like, Jackson, I'm serious. If you don't listen, I'm going to choke you out right now.
Wait, so you're saying not to say that?
Don't ever say that to an 8-year-old, for sure.
Or maybe anyone.
Anyone.
Hang on.
You might say
it
to
him. I've got a list.
Don't ever.
He's about to have a baby, man. He's got to know these things.
Congratulations. So. I don't know that I knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
incredible.
You know,
Don't ever say that to her. Yeah.
Don't ever. Okay. Don't
or
ever
really
say,
anyone.
I'm about to choke you out as a threat to chill out, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Fast forward 4 days. We're at home. It's bedtime.
Yes.
Bedtime normally is party time, but it was like, okay, we got Bible story. We got prayers.
Right.
Bedtime.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so my wife leaves it up to me to go ahead and put Jackson to bed because he's still awake. Hudson's out cold after his, you know, I mean, I sleep well.
Yep.
I mean, I get better. Amen. Better? What? You're not sick. What's going on?
Right.
Every time. Right? And so I'm like, okay. So I go in there. I'm like, Jackson, it's time. Papa, can we talk about something for a while? I'm like, yeah, let's talk. We get 2 minutes. It's like 5 minutes. Like 2 minutes or like whatever. It's like, okay. And he starts talking or whatever. It's over. Then he requests it again. Could we talk about it? I'm like, Jackson, really? You got to get in bed. You
right.
You know, whatever. Anyway, he's like, Papa, will you choke me out? I'm like, what? He's like, will you choke me out? I'm not tired at all. I'm like, Jackson,
wait, what?
I realized I said that to him. I'm like, no, Jackson, I'm not.
To sleep
he wanted me to put him to sleep. He's like, will you put me to sleep? I'm like, put you to sleep. He was like, yeah, you said the other day you'd put me to sleep. I'm like,
oh, man.
Jackson, I was just trying to get you to calm down. I'm not actually, that requires cutting the oxygen off to your brain.
Right,
he's like,
right.
Does it hurt? I'm like, I've never done that before. And so he asked me to put him to sleep. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that.
I will never, ever say that ever again.
Matt, that's
problem was,
that's
the next
awesome.
Day he asked me again.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, Jackson, I can't do that. It's wrong.
Amazing.
I'm sorry.
What is it about children that, okay, one, they're sponges and they totally soak up everything you say, but also specifically at bedtime, they become the best lawyers.
I don't know.
In history.
I don't know if we should play this song. Because, well, never mind. It's fine. Let's go ahead.
They become the best lawyers in the history of law school. And you're like, dude, okay, it's 8:30. It's time for bed. And all of a sudden it's like, yes, but according to the statute of bedtime water limitations, I'm calling my annex for this one glass of water. I need it right now. And then we give in because we're like, okay. One sip. Like, you can't have a glass of water, you're going to pee the bed. One sip of water. But I'm just parched. I'm so dry. And I need X amount of fluids in my body. I'm like, where's this knowledge coming from? Go to sleep!
It's a kid.
Go to sleep! You're 7! I don't get it. They become seriously...
It's like, incredible. And the problem is, this stuff happens at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
Like,
right.
They're on...
You're done. Your brain is done.
Band on tour. Right. I tour with my dad. I don't know how cool it is.
Right.
We normally don't even get into bed at hotels until 2 a.m. It's only 11. You're 8. Every other kid on earth is asleep right now.
He's been asleep for 3 hours.
Dude.
Right.
But he's like, Papa, can I have a Tropicana? I'm like,
a Tropicana?
Jackson, dude.
Specific.
We keep a smorgasbord, if I could use that, or if I even said it right.
You
of,
can. Totally.
Of drinks. Like, they have the super sweet, like, the... what is the organic chocolate milk? The
gosh.
Why can I not think of it?
It's got the cow on it.
High
Horizon.
Something.
Yeah.
Horizon.
Yeah.
We have it. Those. We have True Moo. Because Hudson likes Trumu better than Horizon.
Oh my gosh.
We have the Tropicana boxes of orange juice. Well, we want to make sure that they're going to be chugging stuff. It's at least okay.
Right.
Papa, can I have a Tropicana? I'm so thirsty.
Funny that they know the brand name.
Well, I think what they do is they know. Like, my kids, I feel like, know. Like, there's no way they're going to get... Well, they don't drink soda anyway, but like, for example, like, they'll never get a Mountain Dew at 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
Ever, ever, ever. But they don't necessarily really want that Mountain Dew. What they want is a glass of water.
So, they're manipulators.
So they start at the worst. It's like, but can I just have some Coke? No. No, you cannot
You've
have any
You've never had Coke
soda.
In your life.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
no.
you?
No, you absolutely cannot. What about coffee? Can I have a... No, you're 8. You don't need coffee. How about by the time they get down to like the fourth thing, they're like, what about a glass
you can
of
have
water?
Anything
you're like,
you want.
Yeah, no, you know what? Water sounds reasonable at this hour. I would never have normally said yes to water, but to the alternative of Mountain Dew and snorting sugar rocks, you know, like, no, this sounds reasonable, man. Yeah. Pixie sticks up the nose. No. Glass of water.
Snorting sugar rocks. Hey, what do they call those things you have that...
Cocaine.
No.
That's the street name for it. Is that what you were asking?
No.
Oh. My bad. Doug.
Matt Baird from Spoken.
Write that down. That was my bad. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about children. No, it's the
we're
sugar.
We're in New Mexico.
They have those terrible white dipping sticks that you dip into.
I mean, Fun Dip.
Yeah, Fun Dip.
Fun Dip.
Someone, what was wrong with them? They don't have kids, apparently, gave those to my children.
Oh, no.
And so, like, can I have this? I'm like, wait, what do you got? I'm driving, of course,
right.
Trying to listen
I'm
to
driving.
A movie. I'm trying to... Just be quiet and let me listen to your movie that you're playing, okay?
Yeah.
It's like, can I have this? I'm like, wait, what is it? I'm like, Fun Dip. I'm like, Fun Dip? Where'd you get Fun Dip? Blah, blah, blah gave it to me. I'm like, no, you can't have Fun Dip. Like,
right.
It's pure sugar. Oh, but I bet it's good. Have you had it? I'm like, I had it. I was
I
like,
bet
four.
It's, good.
It's not good.
I bet it's
it
good.
It's bad.
I gave it to him.
Good.
See, here's the thing.
My wife was in TJ Maxx or something,
oh,
so I'm like,
no,
yeah, you can have it.
Get done with it before your mom gets back.
No.
In the car?
No.
I'm like, I'm a freak about the car. Like, I break out in hives if food is in the car. Yeah. Yet somehow it's like that's always been the rule. Like no food in the car. Okay. Like none whatsoever. And yet every week by week's end, it's like the science fair in the middle row of the car where it's like, how did that French fry get there? We didn't even eat French fries this week.
I'm guilty.
How come there's a ton of nerds like... Anything and everything that can be separated, like Skittles, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Steve-O, thanks for letting me borrow your car.
No!
Dude.
Is that how it all got there?
What are you talking
about? Sweet tarts and bottle caps all over
about?
The middle row.
I've been on a very extensive diet.
Bottle caps were my favorite when I was younger. And now I'm like, keep those away because there's that powder that just leaks out the
so
box.
Good. Just pour that
just,
in my mouth.
Man,
and eat it.
It's like a crime scene. There's like the CSI crime lab going on in the middle row with
vacuum
French
all
fries
that stuff up out of your
sticks.
Car seat and dump it in my mouth. I don't have that rule. I wish I did in the car. I cleaned the car out right before I left on this trip. And
what'd you find? What was the coolest thing you
found?
Let me
just tell you this. We got a different car recently. It's a much newer car.
Okay.
Much nicer car.
Did you
because we ran our old car into the ground because I have children and we drive it a lot or whatever. But it was time.
Did
so
you
we
just
got a
put
different,
it out to pasture or did somebody actually buy the old one?
I traded it in at the Honda lot,
oh,
and it
did.
Was a miracle of Jesus.
That's
turned
awesome.
Out three people that work at the Honda lot go to my church.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's why.
It was a miracle.
They're like, no, we've always wanted a Ford Focus with three crayons literally melted into the seats.
The interior's different.
This is everything we've ever wanted.
I walked in. In my mind, there's not a chance on earth
they're
going to trade one. We're going to be a bit upside down because, wait, what? You've driven this how many? Thousands, tens of thousands of miles, whatever. Anyway.
I heard if you get to a million, it resets and you can trick them.
I think that's a Volvo.
You can trick them. Nah, man, 73 miles on this car.
73 miles, man.
I've had it since 1941.
It's interesting. Man, that's crazy.
That's how old are you?
I'm hundreds of years old.
I can't tell you that. How old are you? I can't tell you that.
So you're
I live in
the
Albuquerque.
Car
it's a secret.
It's a miracle of Jesus.
A miracle of Jesus. Traded it in, and we had that not rule about you can't eat in the car because you have to. You're on the go a lot, whatever.
Right.
Let me just say, there's not a chance on earth they should have ever taken our car as a trade-in for real,
right?
So we got a newer version of our car, and I had to clean it out right before I left, and I didn't know crayons could melt on the carpet.
Okay, good.
But
see,
there was
I was
crayon.
Being funny, but not. Yeah.
There's crayon melted, a blue crayon to be exact.
Green. Yeah. No,
and
I got you.
Everything on earth, there's Lego pieces from every type of Lego that whatever.
Yeah.
In the seat, I vacuumed some of them up. I'm not picking all those up.
Big question. How many fingers did you find?
No fingers.
No fingers? Okay, good.
One human finger, but it was definitely not any of ours.
Dude.
No finger. It was bad, man. Yeah. It was bad. Yeah. And it was 5 degrees, like I said. I took Hudson with me, and he's playing some game on the iPad that I don't know if the iPad is the enemy or the blessing.
At this point, it's the enemy to me. I thought it was a blessing because they mind numb, but now every day it's like iPad. I'm like, no more iPad. Like,
dude.
You're taking away their best friend.
A kid with an iPad in a busy mall, walking aimlessly, not caring about anything.
Right.
That's my children. I'm like, you know what? I'm literally here's another mistake. I'm about to throw this iPad over the balcony. What? Don't throw the iPad over the balcony. I'm like, be quiet. I'm not actually going to throw the.
Right.
They're saying it out loud, right?
You're using extreme terms. Is the problem?
Dude, I'm going to choke you out.
I said, put you to sleep. That's what. In my defense, put you to sleep.
Yeah, but what happens if you have an animal that one day gets old and sick and you actually have to put to sleep and then they
I don't
realize
have animals.
The gravity
I will
of your
not
kid
have
means
hey, your kid's going to go, Dad choked out Fido.
I'm not
out.
Having
he
animals.
Choked him out. He put him to sleep.
He choked him out. No animals. That's it. No animals.
What I said too. Don't worry, it'll come.
Then they told Tiffany, Papa said he was going to throw the iPad over the balcony. I'm like, you were just...
Yeah.
And what do you say?
You
like, I said it.
I did say
she
that.
Just kind of gives me that look
and
or whatever.
I meant it.
I'm like, I don't want your attitude and behavior to be based on whether or not you have the iPad in hand or if you get to play it.
Yeah.
I want you to be presentable human beings no matter what. And as Hudson literally has it, like, just in his arms, just walking through 50 people through the food court.
Right, right.
I'm like, Hudson, Hudson, Hudson.
It's like this strap to his chest. I will not.
Looks adorable.
Right.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Look adorable.
He's walking, and all the other parents are going, look at that little kid addicted to technology.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Something I said, I always said, games will never be a babysitter.
Oh, you got prejudged the minute you said iPad and children. Trust me, I'm surprised the phone lines didn't blow up with parents. Yeah.
That's
what happens.
You know Steve Jobs never gave him.
Yeah.
He lets his kid. Yeah, I didn't pay for the iPad. It was a gift from our mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I have
nothing
never,
in this world is free, buddy.
I've never used it.
Oh, it was from your mother-in-law?
My mother-in-law.
Well, then it's not a blessing. She totally gave you that as a trap.
Yeah. Mother-in-laws, bro. I have good stories,
have
too.
Have you thought about this?
My favorite mother-in-law story was the Christmas where my mother-in-law was like, my son, who is 5, loves sharks. So, you know what I'm going to get him for Christmas? This movie's only rated PG.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to totally hook him up with this movie. It's called Jaws. He's 5.
It was they.
And
it was
like
PG before.
But Grandma got me this for Christmas. And it's only rated PG. And she said I could watch it. I'm like, I don't remember it being PG. But you know what, bud? Cool, man. Grandma said it was okay.
No.
We're
going to
watch this. Little known fact, after a little research, back then in 1978 or whatever it was made, 75, they did not have a PG-13 rating yet.
No.
So Jaws was rated PG, and I'm sitting there on the couch like, oh, Lord, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, Jesus, save me in this moment. Please help my son. Please.
How much did you watch?
The whole thing.
Yes,
I mean, we were like halfway through, and it was like, we might as well finish it. We already started it. You know, we can't just. I want my son to be. I want to instill values like finishing what you start. So, you know, we'll just get through it. It can't be that bad, right?
Oh.
It can't, you know. He still sleeps with us. He's 11. He still sleeps in our room. I'm just kidding.
Superman, okay?
Yeah. Yes!
Father's Day.
Yes!
In Pennsylvania. Day. There's a little place called Sheets in Pennsylvania.
Love.
Love it.
Go ahead.
I don't like it that you need to move that into the... There you are.
Hey.
Look at you, Brad.
Thanks, Brian.
Is it Brian?
Continue.
Go ahead, Matt.
Father's Day.
Sorry, Rhett.
Father's Day, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Superman's at the drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to a drive-in in I don't know how many decades.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
Wait, are we talking Man of Steel?
Yeah. The
newest one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
My wife says, Matt, it's Father's Day. I'm like, it is. What would you think about going to see Superman at the drive-in?
Oh,
getting sheets. Taking sheets in with you, eating it while watching Superman.
Did you just describe the best day I've ever had? Because I think you did.
I said, are you serious? She's like, doesn't that sound like the best day ever? I'm like, kidding me?
You want to go practice karate in the garage? Is that what you said to her?
What?
It's from Step Brothers. Continue.
I haven't seen it.
Man.
I've heard it for years. I haven't seen it. Okay. We go to Sheets. Then we go to the drive-in, and we sneak it in, and we go, and we get just a sweet spot.
Yes.
Children are in the back.
Yes.
Got a laptop, gonna watch a DVD while I watch Superman, and my wife doesn't care at all about it.
Right, right.
Yes.
Opening scene is someone giving birth. I didn't realize that was going to happen. My son Jackson starts to lose his mind, and he says, this isn't age appropriate. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, no way. He's watching it. I'm like, oh, no. And so I'm like, oh, what do I do? And my wife is looking at me like, watch your movie. I got this. Jackson, hey, go ahead and watch your DVD or whatever. I didn't know.
Incredible.
Right? That best day ever just took a turn.
Yeah.
My wife's like, get out of the car, stand in front of the car and just watch the movie. We're fine. I'm like, I'm not getting out of a car at a drive-in. in another state and watch it by myself anyway.
Oh, man.
She sorted it out. That's what an amazing wife do. Sorted it out. And
you just got to be honest. You just start them young and go, this is what it's like, man.
This is an age appropriate.
That's my favorite.
At the top of his lungs.
Yeah, but this is the real world. Superman is the real world.
Did you look at Jackson and say, life is an age appropriate, buddy?
Boom. I was proud of him, but so annoyed at the same time.
I am annoyed and proud of you.
Oh, man.
You're amazing. Stop talking.
Hanging out in studio,
I'm
Matt
Baird from
Spoken.
I'm going to choke you out, kid.
Put you to sleep.
Which is exactly what Superman did to Zod. He just put him to sleep.
He had to, guys.
He just had to put him down.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it's a good movie, man.
There you go. All the information is posted at facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can check out all the details for our boy Matt and his adventures in acoustic spoken land.
Yes. Acoustic spoken land. It's just, you know, I try to do acoustic tours between every spoken tour.
Yeah.
I normally try to take my family. They're not on this one, unfortunately, so it's... It's me. I'm writing for the new record.
Can we talk about this new record?
That's up to you. I mean, it depends on if you want to talk about something else.
No, Jesse texted me, Jesse McDermott, and was like, are you guys playing it? Have you guys heard it? And I told him what song we're playing, and he goes, it's a good one. It's not even the best. Like, you don't even know.
What, the new record? What has he heard?
I don't know.
How does he have it?
I don't know.
He actually has, like, he has some scoop sent
apparently,
him. Something.
Yeah,
Scoop.
Cool, man. Scoop. Yeah, we don't, you know, we're not close, I guess.
Out of all people on Earth, I told Scoop yesterday, I cannot believe you sent anything to Jesse.
Yeah.
He's your arch enemy.
Yeah.
They're twins, and they don't even know it.
Really?
Those two are so much alike, it's crazy. If you know Jesse, you know Scoop.
Nice. Really?
Dude.
They look so much alike, too.
It's crazy. Not about appearance, but about... personality, who they are. Yeah. They're both hilarious. They're both great players. They're both so dumb in so many ways.
That's true. Jesse, that's true, buddy.
I love them both.
Is. So let's talk. I'm going to talk about it.
Jesse's
listening. He's totally listening. Are you kidding me? He always listens. Every day.
You're not dumb, Jesse.
The thing is, Jesse and Scoop know how much they like each other, but they can't bring themselves to say anything awesome about the other person.
I got you.
It's what they call pride.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk. New record. What's going on with it? I mean, we've got the new song with Matty Mullins.
Yeah.
From Memphis Mayfire.
Yeah, it's
what
crazy.
What else can we expect? I mean, it's pretty heavy.
I don't know, man.
It's good.
I appreciate it. It'll be different, which every band always says that. It's going to be different.
It's going to be totally different.
I think right now it's literally at the point, I have no clue. I don't know. I don't know what's, there's like 15 tracks that I'm kind of doing scratch vocals on right now that they're all, it is different than any spoken stuff, you know, in the past, which I think is important.
Is it more of an extension of Illusion?
I don't think it is.
Which was the last record.
I don't think it is. I mean, mentally, when I go into the writing process, my parts, I think, I mean, because that was something I'd learned more about songwriting during the process of that record with Jason ever. I mean... Yeah. So I was in college for that 2 years, basically, to learn what about a song matters, what do people care about hearing in a song, what makes at least a decent song, you know? And so that was the mindset I had with writing the worship record and that I've been doing with the new record. I mean, that set the gauge of what songwriting is.
Yeah.
And so the whole time I'm like, I mean, honestly, in the back of my mind, I'm like, what would Jason be okay with me doing on this part?
Yeah. WJD, man.
What would Jason do? What would JDD think of it?
He's out there breaking Benjamin.
He's doing okay.
He's doing pretty decent now.
He's doing okay.
It's like, I'm leaving the road life, man. It's too tough. Sorry, Red. We're calling it a day. What? Oh, Breaking Benjamin's calling. I got to go.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys later.
Wait, what's that? Okay. Yeah, but I mean,
I thought you wanted to stay home. I did.
Hey, for that season.
Yeah,
for that season.
He really did.
Like,
he
what, three,
yeah.
4 years?
No, yeah,
like
at least.
I think it might have been a little longer than that. It was
talking about Jason Rao, guitar player from Red, and now guitar Breaking player Benjamin. From Breaking Benjamin. Crazy! Yeah.
It's awesome.
Remember when you guys brought him out here, and he was, like, clean-shaven and, like, a little kid? And
I remember.
It was, like, the very first little run of shows ever for Red.
Man, I think of it often. I think of that with a lot of bands. I think of, like, take this band on tour. Who is it? And I'm like, well, it's this band. They got a record coming out soon or whatever. I'm like, okay. Or they got an EP coming out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all right, cool, let's do it. We'll take people on tour. And then a year later, those bands are enormous or broken up.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Speaking of, we just played this last week on New Music Tuesday, a new band, but it was members of Rest.
Yes.
Really? Yeah. So, Wait. Was it the singer?
Yes.
Rest?
The new band. What's the new band?
Starts with a D.
It's in my inbox.
Hang on, let me find it.
Yeah, we added those guys, so.
I'm going to find it, Matt. Hang on. Matt, great. Hang on.
I don't think so. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, so added those guys, thought about you, because you brought them out here. Very first time I met those guys was because of Spoken. Yeah. Same with just about every artist in the history of artists.
A lot of bands.
The Variant.
That's what it is, yep. I think it's like a lot of those bands you
Rich
wish.
Rich Mullins. I mean, you broke those guys out of their shell, you know?
I would have loved to have toured with Rich Mullins.
Stephen Curtis Chapman. Sandy
so
Patty.
Sweet.
You guys have been doing it a long time.
I remember the first time we took Petra out, man. I just tell you what.
Hey, you know what, though? I'll speak to the Spoken Legacy.
Yeah.
On our first tour. Well, not our first tour. One of our first tours, we toured with Red, and there was a night. Like, the tour kind of fell apart. It was supposed to be like a Christian Warp tour.
Okay.
Ugh. And then it went from being 30-something dates.
To two.
To 2 weeks. To a week. To there were three shows.
Wow. I was close, huh?
And at some point, this was 2007, and that summer there were huge storms all across the Midwest, and like places were flooded, like in Oklahoma. I don't know if you remember that. Like different towns throughout the Midwest were completely flooded, so they couldn't do any shows.
Yep.
So anyway, we ended up doing like a show in Michigan and a show somewhere in the middle, and then nothing. And we had to go to California for our next tour. So
those are the best.
We were all kind of up the creek financially, and Red got us a hotel room. And they said the reason they got us a hotel room is because on their first tour, Spoken had bought them a hotel room when they didn't have any money. And
no
you
way.
Guys had set the example of how to treat other bands on
no
tour.
Way.
So it's funny to me because Red doesn't have the most stellar reputation among certain bands. If you talk to them, like, those guys are jerks.
Yeah.
But they were always really nice to us.
Yeah.
You know, that was because of you.
It was because of you, buddy.
I don't know.
You dummy.
You taught them everything they know now about the road and the industry and how to maintain relationships. Good job, man. Good job. Good job.
Shut up.
I'm proud of you.
I am.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. It affected me. Waverly never bought anybody a hotel room, but it's because we couldn't afford it. Our whole career.
You never got there. It's okay.
I tell you what. To answer your question, I don't know really what the new record is really going to sound like.
Yeah.
The plan is for it to be a cohesive record, for it to appeal to people who have listened to Spoken forever, people who became fans on the Illusion record or when we did the Volbeat tour. But it will be different because it's different people involved, different producer. And that, I think that's important too, to continue to exist as a band and to try our best to stay relevant. And I love elements of the writing process of the record, but at the same time I'm like, man, it'd be sweet if it was just done and then someone could tell me what it sounds like.
Right.
And like, oh cool, I have answers now.
We'll tell you, man, when it's done, give it to us.
You'll get it soon.
Who's okay, producing?
Cool. A guy named Cameron Mizell. He's worked with Memphis Mayfire on like the last three records, which another cool thing, I'm a huge Memphis fan, so the fact that Maddie was on the record was really cool. The fact that he was in the video was really cool. And then just talking to him. I don't know. I mean,
if you could have anyone on this new Spoken record, who would you want singing with you?
Maybe Jared Leto.
Sandy Patty.
There you go.
Man,
I don't know. Jared Leto being on it would be insane, but that would never happen.
Dream big, man.
Dustin Kintcher would be sweet. But I'm not saying that's completely out of reach.
Yeah.
Because of a conversation I had with someone, but I don't know that that's going to...
Hey, you should make that happen.
I would love to make that happen.
Okay,
just
good.
Be magic and make it happen.
Just do it. You can do it.
It's hard to. I mean, yes, when someone from a different band. Great song that you're playing in the background.
This is our outro.
We're done?
We're like out of time. It's almost 10 a.m. Our show is almost done.
You played two songs while I was here. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of great vocalists that I think would be awesome. The thing is, like, you look at Corey Brandon from Norma Jean was on Bitter Taste.
Yes, dude.
That was awesome. He blew me out of the water in every way possible, and all people wanted to talk about was like, dude, is Corey going to be here tonight? I was like, we're in the middle of Kentucky and there's 30 people here. Why would Corey be here?
Right,
you know?
Right. Guess, so guess that stuff, on that song,
yeah,
man.
We flew him out just for this show.
No,
right?
You should just always say yes. Say yeah. And then at the end, where's yeah. Corey?
Oh,
oh no,
dude,
man,
he didn't make it.
Yeah.
Man, we sent a private jet for him. So with Corey being on it, people were like, dude, that's cool. He's going to be here all the time. It was great that he was there. He was able to be at one show that we did that song together on, but also it was when we were out with Demon Hunters. So Jake from August Burns Red was on that song too.
Wow.
I didn't need to be at that show at all that night. At all, because Jake and Corey on that song, cool. It was the coolest thing ever. And now with Maddie Mullins being on it, everyone's be like, dude, is Maddie going to be here tonight? I'm like, that... What are you talking about?
Right. Yes.
Right. And plus, he sounds incredible on it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, the bar has been set. So now everyone's going to be expecting the rest of the record to either have someone like that on it.
Like Justin Timberlake. Get it.
Justin and I have been talking.
JT. Okay, good.
Justin and I talked, actually, you know, this morning. He stayed at Walmart, too.
Yeah.
And so we talked.
Let's be honest here. The dream would be Keith Urban himself.
Oh,
Stop it.
Wait, did you just throw up a little? Did you just... You turned pale.
I'll call Nicole. Call him. We'll talk it over.
Yeah. He saw him at a movie theater once.
I did. Best friends.
Have you ever seen him in real life?
No.
What would you do?
He's very
short. No clue. I pray that I never get to see
him in
real life.
You would be like horizontally, diagonally down looking at his eyes because he's short.
Right.
He's really short.
I really have thought about it. I'm like, what would I say? Nothing. Buddy. Nothing. I hope I never meet him because I always wondered what it would be like to run into one of the guys from Slipknot being in Des Moines. I'm like, dude, that's possible. It's cool, right?
How would you know? They have masks.
Stop.
How would you know, though?
Maybe you have.
Because I have. The ones who wear masks, I have. I've been told later, right? I'm like, you just had a 20-minute conversation with the dude. I'm like, how am I supposed to know? But Corey and Jim, Stone Sour, right? And now Joey Jorgensen, whatever. You would know them, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what if I were to run into Corey at the mall or something, what would I do? In my mind, I'm like, dude, hey, man, I'm a huge fan of music. I think you guys write great music. Thank you. That's it. I would just walk away. So when I ran into him at the mall,
amen,
he's coming down the escalator, and I hear his voice. It's like, whatever. I'm like, no way. And I'm standing there. I've got the stroller. Hudson's in the stroller. Tiffany and Jackson are going to go to one store. I'm going to run an errand for Tiffany. Me and Hudson are going to go one way. So I'm standing. I'm like, no way. And my wife's like, what? I was like, it's Corey Taylor. She's like, wait, what? How do you know? I'm like, I just heard him. And I look, and here he comes down.
Like, a voice from heaven.
Dude, coming down from the rafters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no way. And in my mind, my heart's like, you got to say something. You better say. I know people listening cannot see me right now, but I'm just like.
Blank stare.
Just watching. He's just watching, guys.
My wife has to say, Matt, you're staring. I'm like, sorry. I let him walk right by me. I didn't say anything whatsoever.
Amazing.
I'm like, no way.
Can I tell you how I thought that was going to play out in my head?
Yeah.
You're walking, your family. You hear him. He comes down the escalator. You look up. He's approaching you. You're freaking out. He comes up, and then he says, hey.
Yeah.
Are you really one of those kind of parents going to let your kids walk around a mall with an iPad like that?
Nicely done.
Sweet.
Nicely done. Man, we're out of show. Big thanks to Matt Baird from Spoken. Thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Of course.
Thanks for giving me a warm place to hang out this morning.
All you Spoken fans, check out all the details. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You're going to be in Los Alamos mañana. Just a short drive from here.
Short drive. Not a big deal.
All the info at our Facebook. We got their Facebook linked. And they're doing a little crowdfunding thing right now. We got that link posted as well.
Booyah. Check out everything. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast for free. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. Get there. Check it out. So good morning.
Thank you for saving us, bro.
Yeah.
Mondays are typically kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And
so
you made
times.
It even better.
Good times. Great oldies.
Thanks, Brian.
Spoken. Tomorrow, New Music Tuesday. Oh, and of course, coming up next, Middays with Mitch. Stay close. She's right around the corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.